poppin', everybody? Sorry for the late start today. It's all my fault. I don't know what my problem was today. It's just really slow, and I was watching the George Floyd funeral. And I thought Al Sharpton was a very poor choice. Although, you know what? He's a great speaker. He gives a fabulous speech. But if you know anything about Al Sharpton, what's the word I'm looking for? Shady.
Challenged.
Yeah. Shady. I think shady is appropriate.
Yeah, he's a guy who takes advantage of racial situations to make himself money. He owes the IRS millions of dollars, and he hasn't been arrested. And if you look at a lot of the other people who have committed income tax fraud, they've gone to jail.
Yeah.
Pete Rose, Richard Hatch just went to jail from Survivor.
Richard Hatch.
He did. Yeah. Chuck Berry, way back when. Who's the hotel bitch? Oh, Leona Helmsley.
Oh, yeah.
She went to jail.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
But most of all, when he bamboozled the world about Tawana Brawley, which a lot of people watching that today probably don't even know about, because he's a host on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Tawana Brawley was a 15-year-old who didn't want to tell her mom she was partying, so she smeared feces all over herself. That's the part everyone remembers, is the feces.
That's why no one wants to think about the story. It's so gross.
And that four white men raped her. Well, this story became a little hinky. Seemed to be a few issues with the story and the consistency, and then she wouldn't talk.
Did someone tell you that?
And Al Sharpton led march after march. I mean, New York was turned upside down.
That was Al Sharpton 400 pounds ago. It almost seems like a different person. That hair seems different. You know, I get it. You gotta admit, 80s Al Sharpton, pretty sweet head of hair, huh?
Oh, man, that was the best. Look at the pictures of that.
Well, I don't think he's changed at all, though. And, you know, judging from his all the money he takes out of the National Action Network, which is supposed to work on behalf of African Americans, it seems like it's more of a place for him to pocket a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But Tawana Brawley just gets worse and worse, because he kept pursuing this thing even when it was obvious it was bullshit. Then he suddenly came out and said, "The prosecutor, Stephen Pagonis, he's the one that raped me."
Yeah,
the prosecutor of the case raped her. What? And Sharpton jumped on the bandwagon and pursued it, and ended up, Stephen Pagonis had people outside his house screaming at him, rapist. I mean, he went through hell.
Could you imagine OJ standing up and going, "Wait, Marsha Clark killed Nicole"?
Yeah, it's about, there's not much difference. Anyway, and amazing too that people would actually go to Steve Pagonis's house and scream at him and carry signs. I mean, that people would believe Al Sharpton, but he is a good speaker. He is. Yeah. So, all this money is raised. Oh, what do you know, money? It's like an early GoFundMe. And the Brawley family moved into this large home in Virginia Beach. And then they just sort of disappeared. But Steve Pagonis didn't forget. He sued her and Al Sharpton for this ridiculous accusation, which cost him a lot of damage. And he won. Al Sharpton refused to pay, never apologized. I think the judgment was $300,000+, and with interest, it was a lot more. Well, he got donors to pay it.
Sorry, not sorry. Mm.
People donated money. He did not pay it. However, you know what's interesting? He didn't raise any money for Tawana Brawley. So what happened to her? Her judgment was $185,000.
Get used to it.
With interest.
That's my main move.
It is his main move. With interest, it's over $400,000. They're now garnishing her wages as a nurse.
Oh, man.
To pay her $400,000 judgment.
Oh, man.
How long is that going to take?
Oh, she'll never pay it. Are you kidding? I think she'll pay it right about the time Kwame pays his.
Is she on the front lines if she's a nurse? Is she responding
to her? Oh, yeah. She should have been. We should have been lauding her work.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But, you know, bad choice. Come on. Al Sharpton, really?
Well, like I told you before the show, maybe he wasn't invited. He just shows up to things and walks on stages and starts talking.
Funny how that works.
Mm-hmm. The longer it goes, since Tawana Brawley, the skinnier he gets.
I'm kind of jealous of his weight loss.
Yeah, eventually he's just going to
disappear. Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Did he get a surgery done?
Oh, yeah.
He did, okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
What, do you think he was out there jogging? Because he has all those jogging suits?
Well, he's got a lot of energy.
He does.
Okay, let's reference our sponsor here for Facebook Live. Emergency Response Services Incorporated, Southeast Michigan's fastest responders to your home or business, water extraction, drying needs. They also help Metro Detroit with fire damage, storm damage, mold removal, all those sucky things that seem like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to know if it's gone? Well, call ERSI, ERSI, Emergency Response Services. Call 877, job done, and relax. Or go to 877jobdone.com. Tell them we sent you. And if you're a emergency plumber or you work for a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call now for your free COVID-19 disinfection treatment in your workplace or work vehicle. So there.
COVID-19.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the funeral was, it was kind of funny watching Al Sharpton on Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Funeral was everywhere.
I know. I went to
everywhere.
I felt really ashamed because I went to put on TMZ Live and it was the funeral instead.
I know. I was looking for my TMZ fix too.
Some things are a little more important, I guess, than TMZ.
Yeah, Al Sharpton talking for an hour, of course.
There's so many things TMZ could really, really cover right now. And I'm really getting into Lea Michele Gate, as that has just exploded even more today.
Really? It has? There's more?
Oh, yeah. They're great.
She made Haley Seinfeld cry. And she tried to get people fired when she was 12. She threatened people, yeah, I'm going to get you fired.
Oh, wow, what a bitch she is.
She's the worst.
There's an interview with some other guy, too. Oh, she's, well, yeah, she doesn't have that HelloFresh money anymore.
Mark, there's like six people in the last day.
Everyone shit, and she's pregnant.
Oh, no. I hope this doesn't affect the baby. Hope this doesn't affect the horrible person that's about to be born. You know what I can't understand about the story is, what is so special about Lea Michele that she gets to be Miss Prima Donna? She's not that hot.
That was a big show, though. It was really big at the time, and she was the female lead.
I know she's hot, but so what?
She's been doing this since she was 12.
What was she doing? Was she a child star?
It's genetic. she had the bitch gene.
Was she a child star?
No, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, was she? I only know her from
Glee. Been doing it since 12, she is.
Well, I mean, I don't think these people she was threatening to get fired were at the lemonade stand. I think assumed they were in the business.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up and see what she did. It
made Haley Seinfeld cry.
She's got three albums, so she's making some music, too.
Well, all of that's over. She killed Corey Monteith.
Remember that guy, Corey Monteith?
Yeah.
Is that his girlfriend?
No, they were dating when he died.
Oh.
Well, I thought they were just dating on the show.
Wait, did he commit suicide?
No, he died of an overdose.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And she was his girlfriend?
I thought so, but Brandon,
I think, you know what?
I'm mixing art and life.
I think you might be right. Because I remember going, oh, there's the hot girlfriend. And she seemed really sad.
Yeah.
She would be.
They actually did date for a while.
So it looks like she was really big in Broadway on stage before Glee. So that's where she kind of really became the child star. But then obviously Glee threw her into a new stratosphere and she's popped around a few different shows since then. But it's mainly been the music.
We'll leave it to Page Six to talk to a source close to the show. They don't name it. And they said, she was rude to all cast members. Nobody likes her. You'd be hard-pressed to find a cast member that will defend her. She was described, you said, a tyrant. She was difficult on set, off set. She was the worst kind of diva. I don't know what that means. She would be having a freak out in her trailer, causing multiple delays. This was a difficult set to begin with being that every cast member had to act, sing, and dance, which meant recording studio time, dance rehearsals, as well as actual filming. Her antics on set would often hold up filming, which meant that some days the cast was working 15 to 18 hours. She would snap at directors and other crew on set. She was well aware of her disgusting behavior.
What? How could you hate me? I'm perfect. I'm amazing.
I'm sorry. I just don't. I guess she must have been great. I just missed it all. I missed her greatness.
And did you read the guy?
Because I wouldn't have put up with it. I guess I would have been in trouble. I would have been fired.
Oh, if you want a job, yeah, if you want to be on Glee. Let's see. Another guy, Spring Awakening co-star, whatever that is. You are nothing but a nightmare to me and fellow understudy cast members.
Oh!
You made us feel like we didn't belong there. I've tried for years to be nice to you to no avail. Well, that's
you're the understudy.
That's kind of on you.
She doesn't want anything to do with you. You're the understudy. Come on. Although this is chance to shine.
How about this pass?
Chance to take the main stage.
You're totally insane.
Listen how he passively aggressively ends this. Maybe actually apologize instead of placing blame on how others perceive you. You'll probably just delete this, though. Which, if I was her, I'm going to back her. I'm kind of on her side now.
Oh, she wasn't still reading when it said, you'll probably delete this. It was deleted far long ago.
And Samantha Ware has not accepted her apology and will not accept her apology.
Okay, so she's done. Is it Marsha Wallace that's in trouble, too? Who was it from
Wallace
6 Feet
is
Under?
Dead, isn't she?
No.
Oh, Rachel Griffiths. Drew, there are so many celebs in trouble. We can't even go down that path. It'll take us forever. Do you want to?
Well, who else is canceled? Tell me who's canceled, and I'll tell you who I
and yes,
I need to
Tree
know
is correct. Marsha Wallace died 7 years ago.
I know. I'm not thinking. I'm thinking of the 6 Feet Under girl. I don't
Rachel
know why
Griffiths
I'm calling her.
Is in trouble.
Marsha, why am I calling her? I know her name's Rachel.
Let's see. Who else got in trouble?
What's her name? Rachel, what?
Well, we know Billy
Rachel
Bush,
Griffith?
Which I'm sure we'll get to Billy Bush. Madison Beer. Do anybody know who Madison Beer is? She's a pop star. She's in trouble. Miss Universe Malaysia is in trouble.
Oh, no.
Drew Brees
Rachel
is in
Griffiths.
Trouble.
Hugh Jackman. That's my favorite one. Who's
Hugh
trouble.
Jackman?
No, that's in trouble.
Got to be a mistake.
What, did I have a nerd there? You want to hear what Hugh Jackman did?
What did he do?
Yeah.
He shared a picture of a protester hugging a police officer.
What's wrong with that? Am I in trouble?
Trudy! What do you mean? That's terrible.
Were they making out or something?
Why?
Well, because someone wrote, this is so disappointing. You're helping to spread propaganda. If you want to share something, there's plenty of images and videos of protests around the world that don't include PR opportunities for police officers.
You know, this is so stupid.
Fuck you, man.
Is the outrage really big on that one?
No, it's just
story. Okay.
And then someone else said,
you know, fuck you people. Just fuck all of you. You know, all this demand for tolerance, and look at all the intolerance.
How about this one? I'm sorry, but you can't post that if you aren't also sharing the videos of police brutality.
Oh, my God.
The news is doing enough sharing of this bullshit instead of what's actually going on.
The news... Are people actually think the news is being mean to the protesters? Do people really believe that?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
You got to be kidding me.
Drew,
that's
guys mentioned
laughable.
Rachel. You mentioned Rachel Griffiths since I hadn't heard about it, so I just quickly Googled it. She's really in a lot of trouble. I'm looking at several headlines from Daily Mail, US, or Us Weekly, page 6. She's in trouble for posting a picture of getting a manicure?
Well, it's maybe the first two sentences. I think it's her connection of COVID-19 to the whole protest movement.
Yeah, and you have to separate them because racism trumps death.
Well, did you read her protest or her post and what she said?
I haven't yet.
Let me
find
it.
Oh, it's harmless. Come on.
It is harmless.
Said,
it's awfully tone deaf, though.
She starts off with, shallow, I know. America's burning and people are dying. But still, here's my manicure. So, I see. Okay, I didn't realize that she had those first
I don't
first
care what
sentences.
It is or what buzzword people want to call it. Maybe you don't like it. Maybe. I bet you some people thought it was kind of funny.
It's a little trite, though.
Well, but she's acknowledging it's trite.
Yeah.
I mean, my opinion, she says as America's burning, a manicure.
She's already apologized.
what choice did she have?
The last few days have been wrenching.
Yeah, but you
let me read the full thing. The full post is shallow. I know America's burning. People are dying. But it still seems easier on the soul to watch all this happening with beautiful nails.
I think that's kind of funny.
And judging by the line of desperate ladies, I'm not alone. Shallow people we are, but I need to share this important COVID update. The manicurists are open. Now, that's fair. I mean, why didn't you just write that? Tip generously as they have had not had income since the COVID lockdown. So, of course, some responses are, stop, Rachel! Delete! Stop! In all caps.
These are people following her, by the way.
Yeah.
These are people who I assume generally like her.
Well, here's the other part, too. She took a picture of her left hand. It has a massive wedding ring rock, so people are automatically not going to like it because
too
she has
bad.
Money.
Then why are you following her? She's a wealthy actress.
Yeah, which is why this is kind of funny. The last few days have been wrenching, but at least she has that nice manicure to look at.
That's true.
My she post
point that out.
My post earlier today lent away from the pain, but I understand in doing so it pained others who can't look away from what's happening, can't turn off and check out because it is their life.
And they're reading her latest posts. These people who are in so much pain have time to read her post
I'm in so
and
much
respond
pain.
To it.
What does Rachel Griffiths have to say? I'm in so
here
much
with
pain
you today to apologize.
Rachel, felt, help me. I'm in pain.
I felt so bad.
And then I saw Rachel's post.
Oh, God.
I mean, I did not intend to trivialize Just Escape It. But I understand that's part of the problem. I'm sorry.
Look at the level of intolerance. You can't tolerate a post. One
sure, nobody
post.
Tolerates anything anymore.
I know, but they're saying, we must be tolerant. We must have equality. We must believe all people. We must, you know. The political correctness world is suggesting, it suggests that we should be so tolerant to everyone. And then someone says something we don't like and, stop, Rachel, stop! Cancel her! You know, some of these things that are coming out, like Lea Michele, don't they smack of Me Too, of I want you finished? Because Lea Michele, this would have never happened had she not said she supports the protesters. So, okay, a shitty person said a nice thing. Is that too much? Nobody can, we can't handle that?
No.
Billy Bush also said a nice thing. Bush tweeted a video of himself talking to correspondent Nate Burleson about the protest. Nate Burleson's a correspondent?
Yeah.
He is? About the protests happening across America in response to the killing of George Floyd. Post-prompted response from Shauna Robinson. She used to be on the show with him.
Yeah. Is she married to a former NFL player?
That's Rodney Pete. That's
okay.
And is that Shauna Robinson?
I thought it was.
Wait, that's Holly Pete.
Oh, Holly Pete Rodney, yeah.
Was she from 21 Jump Street or something?
I think so, yeah.
Why do I know that? Yeah. Okay, so she posts. Oh, by the way, she works on 90 Day Fiancé now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she does. She does like the end of the season show.
Is Rodney ever in the background just like having a beer watching TV?
Well, if he and Holly Pete are there to watch, I guess they would be. Yeah, Rodney's throwing the football in the parking lot outside. So anyway, Billy post this thing, you know, support the protesters or whatever. It's a picture of him, Burleson, and they're apparently discussing all that's going on. So Shauna says, good morning, Anthony Billy Bush. I appreciate you being an ally now. Because. But if you want to talk about the pain white privilege causes African Americans, you should probably also talk to the black woman who sat next to you on the set of Access Hollywood for years.
She referring to herself?
Yes.
Oh.
Meanwhile, a friend of both Bush and Robinson tells Daily Mail, this has come out of left field. They were hanging out last year at the,
Billy boy.
They were hanging out last year
Bush.
At the Casamigos Halloween party. They looked like the best of friends.
Ooh.
You would have never known there was such bad blood. Bush and Robinson worked together in 2004 to 2015. Bush joined Extra last year, which marked the first TV gig after getting axed from the Today Show when the infamous Access Hollywood tape of Bush and President Bush was Billy Bush and President Trump was released, in which Bush laughed at some of Trump's ugly comments.
Oh, Billy!
No, really? Why isn't it just? This is what drives me crazy. I mean, it seems to me we have forgotten all about, and I've never been known as Miss Manners, but haven't we just lost the very basics of having problems with people? We don't want everyone to know about our problem. Or, you know, if someone does something to me, is it really right to tell a million people about it? Should a million people just know my side and only my side immediately because the person that I'm upset with tweeted a nice thing about the protesters? I mean, that's ridiculous. Shauna Robinson, people should be going after her. It's just like the people who find 10-year-old bad tweets about someone when they do something good.
Well, not only that, but everybody's hypocritical. So kind of, they're probably somebody's going to come out about something she did, and then someone will come out about it's just a huge daisy chain.
Is it hypocritical of him to support the protesters because he didn't get along with Shauna Robinson? No, I mean, that's ridiculous.
You could probably do both. I mean, I think it's very easy to do both. Maybe he just didn't like her as a person, not because of the color of her skin.
Maybe she's a pain in the ass.
That's what I mean.
How do we know she's not?
And Billy, what would Billy reply?
I despise you.
What would Billy reply? Maybe you're just a pain in the ass. Think he'd win any friends?
I bet he wants to. Well, that's the thing. He's fucked now. What's he supposed to do?
You're a pain in my ass!
Ignore it, because there'll be something else that'll come along.
But if he doesn't owe her an apology, should he apologize to her to make it look good?
No.
No. But if he doesn't apologize, then, oh, my God, he doesn't even apologize.
Then he should go, what? I didn't even see that. What am I supposed to apologize for?
I swear.
Yeah, but this is a guy who just got his career back. He just got back on TV.
I know, 3 years off for chuckling at something. And by the way.
I know. Couldn't she have piled on when all that happened so he could have had two birds with one bone
That's
and
true.
Gotten rid of it then?
That would have been a good idea. Yeah, she does it when he says something nice.
Yeah.
Does that make... So she is now implying... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't she implying that he is a racist who doesn't like black people, and therefore, what is he doing supporting the protesters? Am I wrong?
You know what he should reply? Hang on.
If he said happy birthday to his daughter, would she have said this? No.
What about his son? Why did he say happy birthday to his son?
No, she's referring to him being, she says, I'm glad you feel this way now, but look at the way you treated the African-American woman who sat next to you for 11 years.
And he should reply,
it ain't all about you, sweetheart.
I mean, really, the inference is that he is a racist, that he is not nice to black people, or he was not nice to this black person, so how dare he support all those black people?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's
How do we know she wasn't a complete bitch to him and why he didn't treat her well?
Yeah. We don't. And we don't know that maybe he didn't like her, but he likes this movement.
Social media, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, because if he wouldn't have said something, he probably would have gotten in trouble, too.
But once again, is everybody going, we need some response from Billy Bush to know?
I think there are people.
Think.
There are people saying
bullshit. Honestly, there are. Yes, they are. Mean, there's people saying, how come you've been so silent?
Besides Emma Watson.
Oh, Emma Watson said
that? Wasn't that the one we were talking about the other day? People were mad at her because she didn't say anything?
Yeah. Oh, Meghan Markle, too, who did speak.
She finally broke her silence.
She finally spoke out.
It's very important.
And they actually covered, they did it like it was a big story this morning. Meghan Markle has finally spoken out. I'm like, Meghan Markle, you wouldn't have blown a load on her 3 years ago. Wow. What you're
that's
sitting
they,
there,
that's about all they would have done.
You're sitting there waiting for her response, and until she sat on that abnormally pink wiener, no one cared. But now we can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
God.
Really? What's the matter, Trudy?
Just the abnormally pink wiener vision that I get in my head every single time.
Well, that was a pretty ugly exchange
it's a
there.
Pretty
gross.
Yeah, because those people, they probably would have blown a load on her. But
oh yeah,
I don't even know if they would have done that. I mean, all these Hollywood people she's such buddies with now, George Clooney and Oprah.
Here she is.
Would they have? I mean, seriously, would Clooney have even bothered to do that? I don't think so.
He might have actually.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Here, here's her breaking her silence.
Long, pink, amazing.
Oh, okay, she broke her silence. Cool. She likes his dick. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the wrong one. Do you really want to hear what she? Somebody said
she
cried,
I don't think she
was crying.
No, she wasn't crying, and they kept teasing us, her emotional response, and I'm like, oh, she's going to cry, she's going to fucking cry, and then she didn't cry, and then I was pissed, like, she didn't cry?
I think Kutcher cried more.
I think Kutcher did cry more.
Sure, yeah.
Uh-oh. And I want a forensic account on that, I really do. I don't think he cried.
How can you forensically account his tear ducts, though?
Forensic accountant, Trudy, will get into the... They'll dig into everything. Yeah. They will get to the truth.
They'll see if there are any tissues used at the house.
They'll quantify it.
Yeah. If he spent any money on eye drops.
You can't handle the truth!
Trudy, did you see Ashton Kutcher's thing? Because you weren't with us yesterday, were you?
Yesterday. We all watched together.
Oh, you were here yesterday. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You weren't a big believer either.
No. God, no.
Oh.
he was the last person I wanted to hear from. Well, actually, that's not true. There are many more people who are the last people I don't want to hear from.
Since I just thought of you, Trudy, it reminded me that we are on WLLZ Saturday and Sunday morning. Tomorrow, we've been on from 6 to 8 for the last, I don't know, 6 months or so. And for some reason, they moved us to 7 to 9.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know why they did that, Trudy?
7 to 9.
I don't have an explanation officially, but a lot of people didn't like that other show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was...
I thought...
I have to admit, I was a little surprised that that went down.
Can we demand to stay at the spot we were in? Say, oh, no, we're happy. Happy being on from 6 to 8.
We love those people at 6 o'clock that listen. Just take it up early.
Yeah, don't move us. No, you didn't want us there before.
No. Actually, on Saturday, there's a big difference between 6 to 8 and 7 to 9.
Yeah, there
big
is.
Big difference. So,
what are the early risers going to do now, though?
I don't know. They're going to have to sleep later to hear the show.
Listen to the podcast.
But there's a lot of the highlights of the week. Make it into the WLLZ format from 7 to 9. Saturday and Sunday morning. I wish we were on 7 to 10 or 6 to 8 to 10. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Well, yeah, I mean,
because there's more people from 9 to 10 than there are from 8 to 9.
Just and don't remember during the work day, you can also listen to Trudy there.
Hey! What are you, a pussy? Turn up that dial and listen to Trudy. If you don't listen to Trudy Daniels, then fuck you.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
That reminds me.
Bill Cox said that other show on Wheels after us had lots of dead air. What? I want to know more, Bill. Please tell me.
What's a dead air?
Yeah, maybe they were just a very slow paced show.
Dead air.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, remember when Steve Dahl came Dr. back to 97.1?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or Dr. Phil-ish. But when Steve Dahl came back, I was all excited to listen to it because I knew so much about it and listened to Steve and Gary back in the day. And that was the slowest moving show with lots of dead air.
He was famous for dead air. You could hear him think on that show.
Yeah.
But it wasn't – I liked it because I'd heard him for a long time. It didn't bother me. I just didn't think it was the
missing
same show.
Something.
The edge of the show was disappearing.
The only way that I could listen to that was on AM 1000.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear the frequency.
Oh.
Because there was so much dead air.
I know you could. You're right.
Yeah. It was weird.
I wish I'd heard more of Steve Dahl and Bruce Wolf, because Bruce is fucking great.
Yeah.
And I could see those guys. I could see that being a good show. I did listen to it a few times, and I very much like both of them. So I liked it, but I think there was a little, you know, ego battle, microphone time battle.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to quote Bruce, but we've had some conversations.
Oh. There's also a post I wanted to address. Philip wrote, Maz should arrange a police birthday parade during all these protests. Forgot to mention, remember, Brandon, there was a post from the St. Clair Shores Police Department saying that they can't do that anymore.
Right, that's right. They said, hey, thanks, but, you know, due to everything opening up again, we need to kind of get back to actually doing our job. So thanks to everybody who's called, especially people who've called 7 times. And
we've used
up
our quota on the Mazaway.
Did the post say at Tom Mazaway? It should have. They should have just sent him a direct message and saved all the trouble.
Tommy had a great tweet the other day, too.
Did he?
Yeah, great eulogy of Wes Unseld.
Oh, Wes was great. I love Wes.
One of my all-time faves. See, you and Tom, peas and pod.
Well, one Tom of my all-time- admitted... Yeah, he admitted in his eulogy to Wes Unseld that if he would have had a son, he would have named it after him. He would have been Wes Mazaway.
Wait, now, why is it I've never heard him ever mention Wes Unseld? I've heard him laud this guy and that guy and this guy in the Jets and this guy in the Giants, this Met, this Yankee. Wes Unseld, a Baltimore Bullet?
Really? Well, so then I'm wondering.
I don't even believe that.
Was he just going to name his kid Wes for some reason, and he's connecting it to Wes Unseld? Which, if that's the case, doesn't that make it even worse to mention it during his eulogy?
Yeah, it has no connection to him whatsoever, except the coincidence of the name.
Should we call him?
Check this picture out. I give Denny hell for this picture all the time. It's Denny with Wes Unseld, Bobby Orr, and OJ.
The juice.
What a cool picture that is. The cover of SI. Is.
Man, I miss Sport Magazine. I love Sport.
Sport Magazine was great. I used to cut out pictures and put them up on my wall when I was a kid.
Gay. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's cute.
I used to do the same with SI.
I had, this is, you're going to laugh. I had a picture of Denny on my wall. Oh, I think cool. It was from Sport Magazine, and he was kicking his leg. He had an incredible leg kick.
Really high leg. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, from the bobblehead. Yeah.
Even the bobblehead has a really high leg kick.
Yeah, what off-brand uniform is that he's wearing there?
Oh, this is when he played for
Senators or the Braves?
It was a farm team.
No, it's a farm team, I think.
Oh, okay.
The Iowa,
I had vinyl
whatever's.
Of his Hammond organ.
Wait, what?
He has a Denny McLean and his... What kind of organ did
Isn't
he
Isn't the Hammond company still
Hammond,
paying him?
Yeah, they yeah. Hammond yeah. and Pepsi paid him more than he ever made in the major leagues. It's just pretty crazy. And... I'm just looking at what audio I have of Denny. I don't know why.
Taint. Denny has a Bobby Bonilla deal with Hammond Organ.
Are you serious?
They're still paying him. I don't know.
Bobby Bonilla is getting paid this year by the Mets.
He should be.
He's like one of the few Major League Baseball players getting paid, and he hasn't played in, 20 years?
Taint. I don't get how this sports thing is going to work. This seems so crazy to me. MSU announced today that... They plan on having fans in the stands.
Yeah, they'll have to wear masks.
What? So they're saying, we just don't know how many yet. So are they saying they're going to have people 6 seats apart? They're going to sell, 13,000 seats to every game, and you can That's wave to the guy seats away?
No, you're not doing that. How are you doing that?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
everybody just wear masks.
NBA's playing without fans. How does MSU have fans? It seems to me that the pros would have fans before the amateurs.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like you kill your pro fans before you kill your students, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed
to
work.
Pay.
We all know it's laughable because it's a business. Mm-hmm. And there's another MSU story that is just crazy.
Ryan wrote, if MSU is famous for one thing, it's caring for the well-being of their students.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking, somebody was talking about the Big Ten, and I think it was the thing about the wrestling coach at Ohio State, and somehow it morphed into the doctor at the University of Michigan.
Anderson.
And then it was like, wow, look at the mess the Big Ten has been in lately. Cause they said, what about Penn State and Joey Nesser? And I mean, it's like
the Big Ten East is really in a problem.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to mention our friends at DealsInTheD.com and all four Zot dealerships. They're doing really well, by the way. They're busy. And I guess Bentley, it looks like he might have that magical month.
Really?
The podcast people are getting on him.
Is he working today? Because he texted me about FIFA Mobile. So.
Yeah, he's been texting me about odd things today, too.
Maybe he's on his break.
Might have had a lull. But call Anthony to set up an appointment if you want to see Bentley, if you want to work out a deal, or you want to maybe you've got a lease and it's coming due and you want to get something new, or you want to take advantage of the 84 months interest-free. 84 months. Also, lease payments well below $200 a month, or maybe you can work out this deal where you get no payments for up to 6 months. That's crazy. Zot Ford, Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram. Go to any of those places. Please mention the podcast. And work out a deal for you. Tell them you're from the show. And I think they really try to do something for our people, which I'm glad to say. So anyway, they've also got the frontline workers and responders, the giant thank you by offering a free works package on your current Ford car, truck, or SUV. All frontline works get a free oil change, tire rotation, and safety inspection. All you have to do is come out to Zot Ford and say, give me the works. And the oil change, your next oil change is on the house. So keep in mind, all showroom visits are by appointment only. Call Anthony, 248-215-5151. That's 248-215-5151.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
And remember our friends at Death Wish Coffee. Boy, you're drinking a lot of Death Wish Coffee. I am, too. I do like it.
So good.
World's strongest coffee. It's a serious brew. It'll punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. Pussies need not apply. No Death Wish Coffee for you if you're a pussy. Cold brew fan. Ours packs over 300 milligrams of caffeine if you're up for it. You can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit and your favorite grocery stores. For a shop online, go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew for access to all the coffee products, including the killer merch. I should be wearing that. We've got a bunch of it here.
Yeah, I like those shirts. Hey. I like the logo.
Yeah,
can
Trudy,
you mail
come
it out? Can you have the mail room send me one?
No, not till you come back.
One of these days. while you're there, use promo code DREW15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order of Death Wish Coffee. That is deathwishcoffee.com/Drew and DREW15 at checkout. And, of course, it is on the shelves at Kroger and Meijer and places like that.
I don't want to hear any word out of your mouth unless it's I want to pay by cash, check, or charge.
That's how they operate at Death Wish. They don't take any shit off anybody. It's just badassery all around.
All they want to hear is Drew 15.
I don't want to hear any word out of your mouth unless it's, I want to pay by cash, check, or charge.
That's how they talk at the Death Wish home store.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
They have shock clerks.
But they're thankful when you buy stuff from
Thanks
them.
Thanks for being a professional customer and knowing what the hell you're talking about.
And then when you complete your order online, this screen pops up.
You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
With Taking Care of Business playing in the background always.
They licensed it.
Why do I love the drops that have some music under them? It seems so silly.
It drives me nuts.
I know. It's insane, but occasionally it's funny. Like the Henny Youngman thing with... Peanuts playing in the background?
Like one note. I hate
that. Let's not act like we're 3 years old here. If you're going to state a sentence, don't just state a blanket sentence. Be real specific.
That's a Rob Walchek story, isn't it?
Turf team, baby. I believe, by the way, that you can see that on his YouTube channel because he put up a lot of his old
ones.
I think it's on there, the whole thing.
The whole stuff. I
believe so,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Hall and Hall Financial would love to do a refi for you. If you haven't refinanced in the last year, Hall Financial thinks they could very well help you. So if you did it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you might want to try again. Interest rates are insane. So now's the time to lower your monthly payments. And you might even get to skip a couple payments, up to two payments. So why not see if you can save some money or cut your term? Is there anybody for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Not really. No. Nothing new.
Lenny Dykstra?
We could do Lenny.
We should try Lenny.
You do the pizza, the 100% Pizza Man number.
Oh, Brandon's number? Yeah.
I guarantee it's going to be busy.
That guy's got to be off the phone by now. He's got to be off the phone. I mean, that was a
fluke.
Maybe
he's a gamer and he just, maybe he's playing video games instead and we can't get through.
We call the 13-year-old nerd back, the kid that's a brilliant kid.
Is that the right number?
I thought it was.
Yeah, the guy he's not that smart, though, because he's not going to a great school. He's not going to Ivy League or anything.
Well, that was kind of my point. I mean,
and we never reconnected with 10K friend Rob.
I'm done with Rob.
Oh, yeah, because he's got porn stars in there.
He's not my friend anymore. He keeps ignoring our calls.
We did try him, didn't we?
A couple times.
Should we call his dad and tell on
him
for having a porn star friend?
We tried.
Hall Financial Services is the fastest in the business. That's why they have nearly 1,500 five-star reviews from Michigan homeowners. And so go to our webpage, click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you pronto. Call 248-308-5000 if you want to talk to somebody, or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435. They are an equal housing lender.
There's a story I was listening to about home prices and why haven't home prices dropped? They just expect home prices to drop because of what's going on.
Yep.
And it's three things. Number one, the amount of inventory is about half of what it was before 2008's crash. So there's like 4.5 million homes listed in December of 2007. And then right before COVID, it was like 2 million. So that was number one. Number two is people that were selling their house just pulled it off because they're going to wait until after COVID. But the biggest reason is, guess who's buying homes now?
Who's buying homes?
Millennials!
Oh!
Isn't that interesting?
Really? They're finally getting around to it?
They're finally buying homes.
So are they sacrificing some experiences to do this?
Well, yeah, that's what I was telling Trudy. I said, well, you know, they're getting close to 40, and they realize that life isn't all experiences.
I mean, it could be that they can finally afford them.
Well, yeah, that's true, Brandon, because they have been... I forgot. They've been through so much. They've been through... So much. I mean, if you take it as a percentage of their life, they've been through way more than boomers or Xers, because Xers and boomers have been alive longer. So the same experiences, although I forgot we had stuff that happened to us when they weren't born yet. So I don't know about that part.
Yeah, you had stuff happen to you, like $5,000 full ride scholarships, you know, scholarships. And
yeah, everybody gets that.
And free jobs without a college. Free jobs without college right out of high school.
Free jobs. free jobs.
You need to do something about your millennials.
You can't sit here in southern Michigan where so many people in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s were able to walk right in if they knew somebody who worked there. Nowadays, I don't think you can even get in without, you know, it's a lot more difficult to get in.
For the automotives,
Yeah, so it's the big three's fault.
Those are jobs millennials won't do. I don't know what that means.
Now you're just being combative.
That
Brandon, you're way ahead of the curve. You got a house a long time ago.
Yeah. You're bucking the trend. You're an outlier.
I didn't purchase my first home until I was 29, 30. Oh, it took a while.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's about when I bought my first home for summer. I guess I was a slow boomer.
It's crazy.
You were jumping all over the country, though.
That's true.
We were moving a lot.
I think I was still renting in my 30s.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
When you got here? Didn't you buy a house when you got here?
I think when I lived in Boston, I rented a place.
Did you buy a house right when you got here, or did you wait a while?
Waited a little while, a couple years, yeah. Mm.
Did it seem ill-advised after you bought it for a little while? Just for a little while, no?
No, the first house didn't hate me, so that was cool.
Come on, your house sucks.
This one may be ill-advised still, yes.
I just remember I had not bought a house. It was like 94, 95, and I still had bought a house here. Or no, 93, 94. And I remember thinking, I'm glad I didn't buy a house because I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Things were kind of iffy.
Well, $3 million on a 26-bedroom home isn't enough for them.
Interest was 16%. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I do remember that.
Good God. How did anybody afford a house?
Yeah, millennials didn't have that kind of interest.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a quick story about some of my millennial friends. This will be a quick one.
Yeah,
so a lot of my millennial friends, they purchased homes, and within 1 year of purchasing them, they owed twice as much as it was worth because of the housing crisis, and a lot of my millennial friends had to go into foreclosure.
Oh, right just on. Like the my friends who had paid for their house for 10, 15 years and then found out it had no value either.
Well, except maybe your friends could have held on to it because maybe
no, they short
working
sold it.
20, 30 years in, you know, in a career, you they, should be able to.
They had to short sell. A lot of them had to short sell because there were a lot of people who lost their jobs.
And plus, and I think, old. You know, with the experience that you guys had in the workforce, it wouldn't be that difficult to get another job when the millennials who were trying to get another job in the workforce only had 2 or 3 years of experience when a minimum of 5 was necessary. So,
but I tell you,
I love this.
The boomer birth certificate had to be the most entitled thing that has ever been on paper.
Have you not gone online and read anything about boomers?
Oh,
there is a whole slew of things.
All these protests have been basically about you guys.
We ruined it for the millennials.
I don't see any boomers protesting right now.
I'm complicit.
Where are all the boomers protesting right now?
Well, we don't want to get coronavirus.
I've seen them.
Yeah, they don't want to die.
Yeah, we don't want to die.
This is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
People protesting are going to kill their grandparents and their parents, but they're not going to kill themselves.
If the younger generation doesn't get into opera, then guess what? No more opera. An art form has died. If opera goes away, we're
I have to tell admit, opera. This morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci was back on my television. Cool. I was like, oh, thanks for stopping by, Anthony. Where you been the last week?
Is he finally allowed to talk? Is he allowed out?
I guess so. He said, well, they interviewed him. I mean, he wasn't at the White House or anything, but he said.
Barr still had a great meme. It was current look at Anthony Fauci's like 3 days ago, and it's just a dog looking outside a window. Like he's just trapped, just waiting to get out.
Well, he said that he's concerned about people protesting and that they should quarantine and they should socially distance and wear a mask. But it's pretty late in the game here because if you went to the first protest, did you just go into quarantine immediately and didn't go to the second one or the third one or the fourth one?
Should have.
I don't think people did. And they made a big deal, too, about this. Was it an Oklahoma State football player that had coronavirus from the march?
Yeah. Well, he thinks that's where he got it from, yeah.
He's the only one that got coronavirus.
So it's spiking. Like, Florida had its biggest 2 days in the last 2 days. Texas is at over 1,000 new cases every day. Arizona. So it's not going away. You're just not hearing about it as much.
But are those from just normal? Are those big protest states? Houston's had huge protests.
Houston has. Miami. Miami's had, and they had some riots
Miami
as well.
Miami had some big ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
Meanwhile, you'll like this
but
it's, story.
But Gretchen Whitmer was marching in a non-socially distanced parade today. And I was like, wait a second. This is the person who told us day after day that we'd be killing people if we did this. It's irresponsible. If you were at the Lansing protest, you may have extended the stay at home. And there she is in a protest.
A week ago, you can't go to church. You couldn't go to church a week ago.
You can't do anyone's hair. That's the dumbest one. Why does she not just end that? What is the point?
Well, she's probably mad at that Owasso barber, so she's going to stick it to all the barbers.
Well, she apologized to all the other hairdressers of Michigan for her comment saying, just Google a haircut, no big deal.
How silly that they would take offense to that, and how silly that she would have to apologize for it.
Why doesn't she apologize for keeping them out of work all this time and say, this is stupid, go back to work? People are protesting in crowds of thousands. You would do how many people's hair in a day? 10? And I'm keeping you out of work, and yet I'm supporting the protesters. Well, it's time to support the hairstylists.
I was really thinking about that when I was getting my two crowns today, as I'm sitting in a dentist chair with my mouth wide open and two people working in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, if they can do this and take precautions, I think they can cut my terrible hair right now.
I think they could too. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure what is up with that.
I don't know.
What is that?
She's sticking it to the Owasso barber guy.
Well,
here's the COVID-19.
I don't know. It's really interesting.
Here's the COVID-19 protester story I thought you would like. New Yorkers arrested by police during the protests say that the NYPD has packed them into holding cells without masks to protect against the spread of the coronavirus. They're being detained in a group all together, so they can't socially distance, even though they weren't socially distancing when they were arrested, and they did something to get arrested.
But there was the racism is not in the jail. It was out in the streets. So now they're in the criminal justice system where they should be taking care of them.
I just think
when you're fighting racism, it's okay. But when you're a victim of racism in jail, then it's not okay.
One guy said he was protesting peacefully, posted on Instagram that he was held overnight. There were no clean masks. And that police were also not wearing facial coverings.
You know,
you might want to think about that.
Some of this is so upside down. I mean, the idea that someone in jail would even say anything is like, well, why don't you not go to jail? Why don't you just not do something that would put you in jail? Why don't you leave before the curfew? Or when you decide that you're going to go to jail or that you're going to do something that could put you in jail, I think you have to suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you should get COVID or I want you to get COVID, but holy shit. The cops are saying that these people are getting right back out. There's been a lot of havoc. And of course, there's billions of dollars now to bail everyone out. Is that working? Are people really using that money? I mean, how does that? Because I just thought, they'll never figure that out.
I'm sure they are.
You think so? I mean, that's a lot of stuff to figure out. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And also, I would think, maybe I'm wrong, I would think they wouldn't want to bail out looters or...
Well, that's why that's a good point.
Who decides?
Who's vetting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, the big story with COVID and the protests is that George Floyd tested positive. He had COVID-19 in his system. I don't know if it's antibodies, but he had it at least a month ago.
Then he's killing people!
What if he gave
it? He was irresponsible.
What if he gave it to Derek Chauvin, the officer, and then the officer tries to get out of jail before his trial because he has COVID-19?
That would be ironic.
I don't think he'd want to get out of jail. I'm just, he's probably safer wherever he is.
But George Floyd was in a car with people, and
that's the problem. He
wasn't wearing a mask. He couldn't get
tested. It's not his fault.
He wasn't.
No, he got tested.
He didn't have symptoms.
Didn't he get tested? I thought they said April 2nd he knew he had COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I read.
Yeah.
How did George Floyd get tested?
We're learning a lot about it. I still can't believe we found that porno yesterday.
Yeah. That is among the things on my list of insignificant George Floyd trivia. There's so much information about George Floyd now. It's absolutely incredible. One, he did porn, has a huge crank. I don't know if that's insignificant.
Jesus.
His porn name was George the Landlord. He was a star tight end in high school. I didn't know that. He played in the Astrodome in the high school championship game when Yates High School lost 38-20 to Temple. His nickname was the Gentle Giant. He died with coronavirus. He was also nicknamed Big Floyd. He loved Latin music. And his boss at the bar that he was bouncing at objected to George calling him Boss Man. Because... He said he was my friend.
How do we know all this?
I've been collecting. No. I've been collecting insignificant trivia. If anybody wants to add to the list, we could. Seems like we should have a contest almost. But please send us insignificant trivia. I'm not saying to make fun of them. I just mean the weirdest, oddest ball thing. Because it always happens when there's a story in the news for a long time. You start going, You start repeating these things.
Yeah.
Did you know his nickname was the Gentle Giant?
I know. Well, hey, no, that part's funny, but that's just, I don't know. There's always going to be, like, does it matter that he was in a porn? No, we just find that kind of puriently interesting.
I mean, I don't know.
Does it matter to the case that he was in jail 5 times before? Because it's not like the police knew that.
It doesn't matter to the case, but I don't know what's wrong with knowing that.
No, I don't think it's wrong knowing anything about it. It's just weird.
We would find that out because when this trial takes place, and I got to tell you, I'm really uptight about the trial because, first of all, it's my personal opinion, and of course, people may or may not disagree with me. I think the biggest problem is the justice part of this. I don't think the police are the biggest problem. And in fact, the Wall Street Journal today has a headline that a lot of people are not going to like. And, you know, I don't know enough about this to say I agree or I disagree. But the Wall Street Journal headline, let's see, where is it? Brandon sent it. It's something about the systematic study on racism in the police.
It's the myth of systematic police racism on the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. I got hit behind a paywall, so I was only able to read part of it. That's why I sent it to you to say, hey, read this to me or send this to me without the paywall.
And they were kind of bitching about Obama's tweet because Obama tweeted that, you know, that George Floyd and this is the reality of, you know, of police treatment of minorities and it's maddening and blah, blah, blah. And they said, this is the biggest study that's been done on this, on systematic racism. And it's frankly, it's not true. They did find some inconsistencies in treatment of black women and black men. I believe it. They said once they're in the system. But they said as far as brutality and murders of unarmed people and a number of other things, they felt that things had really changed. And they did cite some statistics about shootings and, you know, which there used to be much, much bigger numbers of shootings of suspects. I don't remember the number exactly, but it was much, much higher. And I forgot what year they quoted, but the last year they quoted, I think it was just a little over 100 shootings of African Americans. And there was, I think, 331 of white people. But they also factored in the number of shootings and murders that involved African American suspects versus white. And it was like 5,100 black suspects or people that were arrested for murder and 4,500 Caucasian. And then they factored in 63% of the population was Caucasian, 13% is African American. I mean, I don't know how you could ever say that something is or something isn't. It's so complicated, but, you know, that this was a big, big study. Now, I saw this study discussed. I've seen very little about this, but it was discussed on Fox News, or no, on CNN, actually. And CNN had three panelists who went on and on about why it's wrong. So, you know, what do I know?
What'd they say? Why'd they say it was wrong? Because it's just about excessive force?
I don't know. No, that Mark, they dismissed it. They completely dismissed it. And it was a very popular opinion on that panel.
I'm just curious as to why. Like, to hear the other side.
I don't recall, to be honest. It's not the thing about the study is it's not a side. It was a study that was done. It wasn't gone in with the idea that, hey, let's find out that this isn't the same. It was supposedly an objective study.
That's why I want to hear what they have to say
about it. And actually, this cop mentioned it on the Today Show the other day, and he was talking about all the courses that he had taken on bias and about de-escalation. And one of the guys on there said he actually felt that this training was not good because he said he felt indecisive sometimes. When he had a black suspect, he felt like he had to be extra careful. And indecisiveness is not a good thing. And I don't know how – he was in Arizona, I think. I don't know how big a problem – it is in Arizona.
Have we seen – I'm just asking, have there been issues with indecisiveness?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Way? I mean, I've heard people say that, but I don't know if it's really a thing.
Isn't the issue about – because the study – and I'm behind your paywall too, Brandon. I can't see it. But it's about excessive force. I mean, there's still the issue, and I don't know what the numbers are, but I'd love to know the numbers
about that in the headline.
About getting pulled over, just the simple stops. And I mean,
Well, the term they use is systematic racism.
Okay.
And they didn't they reference it in the headline? They said that they found there were issues with treatment of black women and black men, but they said as far as what's the term?
Excessive force.
Yeah. That they did not feel there was any systematic racism. The study says that. They didn't say it.
Hey, take it out on Heather McDonald. She wrote it.
But, yeah, and I'm sure she's getting a lot of shit for it. But although this isn't brand new, this is done before the George Floyd thing. The problem is, you know, these stories are just blown up, whether it's George Floyd, Castile, the guy, the I Can't Breathe guy in New York. There's another I Can't Breathe story in Washington, D.C., by the way.
Tacoma. Oh, I thought it was in the state of Washington.
Oh, it is in the state of Washington. You're right.
Tacoma.
Anyway, the numbers for unarmed people who were killed by police are incredibly small.
Yeah.
9 African Americans, 19 white Americans. Now, that would not fall in line with the population and the percentages. But again, when you factor in the number of people who are charged with violent crimes, it's not that far off. I mean, those are their words, not my words. I mean, I kind of thought the same thing. When I first saw it, I was like, well, look at the white people unarmed. 19 of them are killed. What's the big... Nobody mentions those.
Why are they incarcerated more, though? I mean, that's a fact. Like, what is that about?
Well, I mean, you'd have to get into the high-crime neighborhoods. And I mean, 18 to 34-year-old African-Americans are in the justice system. I think it's 1 in 3.
Yeah.
That's a huge number. I don't think you can blame that all on racism.
Oh.
I mean, doesn't it have to do with poverty more than anything?
I don't know.
Anybody?
But can poverty be? Can there be? I mean, they are proportionally more poverty among blacks than there are
absolutely.
Whites. Absolutely. Yeah, because it goes back, you know, decades. And Brandon and I were talking about redlining and get stuck in a system.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is.
I think a lot of problems are more related to poverty than anything. And sometimes
it's really it's really amazing with COVID because how their mortality rate is, I think, 2.5 times higher than white people. And part of that is because they're the ones working the frontline jobs, the bus drivers, the grocery store, you know, the clerks.
Well,
in a way, it's good.
They're dying in greater numbers?
Yeah, well, because they're in, you know, these jobs where they have to deal with people that are, you know, COVID-19 positive.
Yeah.
Well, I could not begin to explain that, but also
it's
the unemployment numbers. You know, it's like as a person who wants better, because, you know, honestly, because we do what we do, I see these stories over and over and over. Every one of them goes through the show for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however long it goes. And so I see all of it. And as they come up one after the other, you go, oh, my God, not again. And it's really distressing. It's kind of depressing.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And you start to feel like this just nothing's ever going to change. Or what is going on? I don't even know what the point is.
It does. It's just the change is very slow. It's generational.
But there's
American, any creed, color, gender, no American's patient.
There's no acknowledgement of any change, though. There's no acknowledgement that it is better. It's always, oh, we got so far to go. And you know, I'm not in a position to say how far there is to go or how far there isn't to go or if people should be paid fuck if I know. But it's just distressing to hear it over time. And then, you know, this word racism gets just thrown around in situations where it does not belong.
Sure, and if everything is racism, then nothing is.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it fucks people up. I think they go, oh, bullshit. You know, people always say it's racism. And there are those cases where you go, racism? What is it? Gabrielle Union is a great example. And, you know, I wish people would just pile into her instead
of... filed a charge?
Yeah, she's not giving up. They did they had an outside...
Not giving up.
They had an outside company do a full investigation of The Voice and NBC. And they said,
America's Got Talent.
Oh, America's Got Talent. And they said, you know, we don't really see what she's talking about. And other people, do you remember this? Other people, this is how bad this topic gets. Other people on the show, even Juliana Huff, who was also let go.
A lot of privilege there.
First Huff.
A lot of privilege there.
Juliana Huff?
Yeah.
She's first off, guys.
She's white.
Oh, she has hot privilege.
She's hot. She's white. Money. Well,
married to an NHL player.
Getting divorced, though. Aren't they getting a divorce?
Isn't,
Brooks-like.
But isn't Gabrielle Union a bigger star?
You think so? That's a good question.
You know, I honestly, I don't know.
She's been around since, what was that cheerleading movie?
Get It On.
With Kirsten Dunst. Get It On.
And she's also married to Dwayne Wade. I mean, I don't think she's a person who would be trifled with.
Oh, no.
Because she is a very empowered person. But she made all these complaints.
She's got hot privilege, too.
She says, I don't think people are out to fuck with Gabrielle Union. Now, I'm not Gabrielle Union.
Simon Cowell is.
She filed a new legal complaint after the outside investigation said that really her complaints were not significant. They just weren't. She was fired for taking issue. She says she was fired for taking issue with racist jokes. She specifically goes on and on about the Jay Leno joke. It was my first interview on the show, and I was appalled. And all they said was, we'll delete it. What were they supposed to do? She said, no memo. I mean, she wanted something done, like, some system whereby no other interviewer would ever, you know, give a racist joke, or they would warn them. I don't know what she wanted, but she referred to the fact there were no memos, nothing. They just said they'd cut it out.
You know what they should do?
It was a dumb joke, by the way. It was not a big fucking deal.
They should settle it and settle this whole lawsuit and just say, Gabrielle, you're getting your own show, whatever you want you to do, and then just watch it bomb.
Well,
I mean, it's a win-win for NBC because it bombs and they win, or it does well and they win.
The thing is, the show didn't do as well when she was on it. So, generally, when you join a show that's doing really well, and then it doesn't do as well, and I can tell you this firsthand, people go, I ain't doing as well. And they will generally decide who is contributing the least to the show's success. And so, that's my opinion as to why she left. I didn't watch the show with her on, so I don't know how exciting or great she was or not. But she was pissed about that Jay Leno joke just made her bonkers. She said there were racist performances, excessive focus on appearance.
Did you hear what NBC's response was to that one?
I did not.
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Excessive. No, wait. When she says excessive performance, isn't appearance a big part of her success?
Yeah.
Doesn't she spend an excessive amount of time on her appearance? Yeah. I mean, really?
Yeah, you're not ragging it, are you?
Isn't her appearance a big bonus for her? Doesn't it help her?
Yeah.
And then she said it was a snake pit of racism and misogyny. She also ripped NBC, which is, of course, the network.
Why is she fighting this battle?
I don't know.
Misogyny.
She already lost.
Yeah.
She's not giving in.
She's not going to be on network TV on any of them anytime soon. But, I mean,
Who would hire her?
I mean, she's got plenty of money even before D-Wade.
She won't be on the show. She is bitching and moaning about the response to Jimmy Fallon's blackface. That has nothing to do with the show she's on. That reminds me of people that...
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's referenced in the lawsuit.
Jeez.
Read the article.
NBC.
It's kind of unbelievable. Yeah. And then she says that AGT had a contestant that had blackface hands. This is a contestant who did a trick where their hands changed from white to black. And she refers to that as blackface hands.
just to parse words, wouldn't it just be black hands?
I've never heard of blackface hands, I got to admit. Apparently they had gloves. I guess they put on gloves, and when they took them off, their hands were a different color.
Oh, so it's quick change. Hand quick change.
Kind of like that, yeah.
That's a stupid act, actually.
I thought it was kind of stupid, too.
I kind of want to see it, though.
Maybe that's the, I do, too. Maybe that's the racist performance she's referring to. By the way, remember Quick Change? And those are the people that they throw up this glitter, and you couldn't see them for like...
Clark loved Quick Change.
I kind of liked
it, impressive.
Too.
Quick Change is really impressive. I saw it once, and I was blown away. How do you do that?
If you see it once...
I know. It does get old. And remember they got in a big fight with Piers Morgan because he was a judge, and he was like, the act's getting old. You need to do something different with it. And the guy was like, they were in this really ugly argument. I mean, I've never seen anything like it on a show like that. Oh, by the way, we got to play Piers Morgan and Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, really?
Did you see that?
No.
Did you guys, Trudy?
What was it on? Was it on GMB?
It was
I heard about it because it got a lot of backlash after. Well, I heard a lot about Rudy.
Oh, here it is. Okay. It's cute.
I mean, I gotta tell you, first of all, Rudy sounds like shit because it's, I guess it's zoomed, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so Rudy sounds like a blaring
nice
old man.
Nice work there, Rudy.
But he's got a microphone and
does he?
A podcast. So why would it sound like shit?
I thought it sounded bad, but honestly, I didn't really understand what he was saying. The argument gets completely personal. He starts telling Piers what a failure he was in America. Which, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Well, he's taking a page out of the Trump book, I guess.
Well,
did he? Didn't he have trouble with his TV and he had to like throw out all of his remote controls or something?
That's
maybe it was
right.
Just very
yeah.
bad
yeah.
electronics.
Yeah, his wife took the remote controls.
So, he had to watch TV on his iPad.
That's what they said. He couldn't get a new remote controller, apparently.
Are you done with Gabrielle, or do you want to watch Rudy?
There was only one more thing in the Gabrielle Union. I personally don't know that anybody is going, yeah, go, Gabrielle. No, all those other people on the show who were quoted as saying,
not giving in.
Who were quoted as saying, I don't see what she's seeing, really. They all were forced to apologize. Remember they all apologized to her? Oh, my God, Gabriel, yeah. I'm so sorry because your experience might be different than mine, and I support you.
Yeah.
Well, they're all kind of quiet now. But she had one final complaint, and that's that they tried to force her to wear a cardigan. They did a period piece shoot for a promo, and they tried to make her wear a cardigan sweater, which she said was racist.
What?
Oh, why?
Because I guess white people wore them, and maybe black people didn't. I don't know. I was saying the same thing. It's like, well,
I don't know the name of it, but it's very comfortable.
But the funny
put her
thing
in
is,
a Cosby sweater, is that better?
Maybe.
That's racist.
Also sexist.
The key word in that description is they tried to get her to wear. So in other words, I don't think she wore it because I don't think she wears anything.
Cardigan sweaters can be sexy.
Good job, Mark.
Bad timing.
No, it split pretty good. That was the first time I ever heard it in three different.
Yeah, fucking and shit are probably hard to split up.
I can't find quick change blackface hands.
Isn't it the comic?
Oh.
The mime guy who has his like.
I watched that whole stupid thing. I didn't see him do it. Well, maybe he did it on a different time.
I'll look for it.
I don't know why. Why do we want to see it? Never mind.
Right,
here's Rudy.
Let's hold off on Rudy. Trudy, can you reference the great specials at Dr. Roche? They are open. They are putting boots in people again. And we'll get to Rudy in a minute.
Yeah, the offices have been open, and the people that they consulted by teleconference, which you can still do there, are coming in and getting tightened and toned and sculpted. Haggard faces and bods are being remade, thank God. And now they're slowly bringing people in for other procedures too. Their June specials, summer saline breasts for $3,500.
Nice. Got a big boob. Summer's here.
I know. And that's the best time wearing low cut.
And not only that,
everything.
Nobody's seen you in person probably for 3.5 months.
I know.
So now you can just show up with a huge rag. Like, well, it's always been this way. Your memory's wrong.
For sure.
Right? You haven't seen me in so long. They'll think you lost weight is what they'll think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now
that's what you always say, too.
Yeah.
You can get a healthier dad bod, too, in honor of Father's Day. They've got a lot of Father's Day specials. Getting male breast reductions. Who was the guy that you guys were showing me earlier?
He needs
from Cincinnati.
Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati.
Big Dick Daddy could go down and get his boobs tightened up. Because they have that special right now for men at Dr. Roche's office. And you may not think, if you're a dude, that Dr. Roche's office caters to dudes. It really does. There are a lot of men who go there, too, for all these different things. Get your sculpted chest. You can Evolve works on everybody, which is the new tightening and toning. It helps crepey, saggy skin and minimizes cellulite, and it's non-invasive. And it's great! And there's also 360 lipo so that you can get away. You can get rid of the, beer guts in the middle and tighten that all up. And so all you got to do is you can give them a call. You can teleconference, too, for your convenience. 248-338-1110 to hook that up. And you could also look up what Evolve does, too, because that's one of the coolest things. I'm actually looking forward to that at DRROCHE.com.
Cool.
Well, since we mentioned him, I think it would be remiss if we just didn't play.
Sure.
The
Hi, what is your name?
My name is Big Dick Daddy, and I'm from Cincinnati.
Big Daddy from Cincinnati.
She got his name wrong.
I saw you making some gestures at the police. I was wondering what's going on. What's going on here today?
Well, the cops shot somebody down here a couple nights ago, and they're going to just walk away like it's no big deal.
Hey, let my
people are yelling. And
people like these fine folks right here say, no, it's enough, 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 enough. Give us a reason, give us an excuse, and we want to hold somebody accountable.
Okay.
You can't just go around killing people. Can you?
Yeah.
I can't. I know I can't. I mean, there's lots of people, sure, I'd like to put a stick in, but, you know.
How long is all this going to go on?
It's going to go on till it's over.
What's going to make this
over?
What are there specific demands that these people want, that you and these fellow people want?
She's losing them.
I would like to have some pussy, and that would make it over for me. Some real good pussy.
Well, have a great day.
So if he's there when you murder someone, just get him laid, and then he won't care. That's kind of the gist of the whole thing.
So was that local Cincinnati TV?
I don't know. What is the context behind that, Brandon? Do we know where that dude was?
I have no idea where Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati came from.
Yeah, he's from Cincinnati.
That's a great name.
You have a boner line today, right?
I do have a boner line. Yes, that is correct.
Brought to you by Manscaped.com, the creators of the Lawnmower 3.0. You know, I'll be going around with a nasty bush, so shave that stuff down, trim that down. And I got to tell you, it is the most advanced shaver you could find. It's got skin safe technology, so you can keep those balls just nice and smooth. Surprise, you know, people haven't seen them in 3.5 months. Surprise them, just like women with their boobs. Just say, no, I've always had this little pubes down here. They won't know.
Walk with your balls out?
Yeah, why not? Ball walk a little bit. They won't know it's because of the Lawnmower 3.0. It's got a battery that lasts up to 90 minutes. You can shave everybody and everywhere. It's got the LED lights, so you can see everything everywhere. That cool charging stand. It really, all joking aside, really good product. And they have other stuff, too. Like, they have ball deodorant and just all kinds of things you can put all over your balls. You can get 20% off and free shipping. Use code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code Drew. Your balls will thank you when you put all that stuff on them. And they bring you today's boner line.
Hey, Drew. I'm still trying to figure out where all the killer hornets went.
I don't like mosquitoes.
May 21st, 2020. Brandon tried sneaking a fart in. You guys missed it. 1 hour, 39 minutes.
Or he gave somebody an extra base by, slacking.
Yeah.
P.U.
So when I saw Death Wish coffee at the store, I told my husband I didn't want to buy it because I didn't want him to shit his pants. So despite my protest, we got it, and he did not shit his pants.
Good for you.
We love it. Great, great, great product.
It would be a good commercial for their product.
Hi, Brandon. I'm calling to give a huge shout out to Jim Bentley.
Hi, Jim.
I'm moments away from getting my new sweet ass Explore ST delivered to my house.
Sold.
Thank you, Bentley and Dot Ford.
Best $200 I ever spent.
So you're talking about the Hannah B. apology video. Right at the very beginning, she gives a sigh that is possibly the most disingenuous sigh ever.
Hi.
All right, not much.
So I agree, Chloe and Whitmer, definitely out for vice president. Oh, yeah. But I think Biden already has the black vote secure, so I don't think he's going to go with the black VP. I think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren.
Who, Pocahontas?
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Pocahontas? So what'd you say?
Hey, looking at my real mouth, denies that the brakes were ever spongy. But he's the one in the trough who said they were spongy.
Yeah, they're a little spongy, but they were fine.
Audio separated at birth. Ray Zelensky from Tommy Boy and Monkey Mobile Mel.
Anything that can be screwed or glued to that car or truck of yours, come see old Ray.
All right, that sounds great.
Yeah, I love that
car.
Yeah, I got a separated at birth. Mel, sorry, Mel, sound a little like Grandma Burry.
But we're not in Olympia. We're further north.
Puerto Rico.
Separated at birth, June 2nd show, 1 hour 25 minutes, 13 seconds in. Mark Fellhauer, separated at birth with the face-eating Flocka guy's father on the
Dr. Phil show.
Oh, it'd be trending pretty big.
Thank you for that.
Got an audio separated at birth. It's from the show last Friday at 23 minutes and 52 seconds. It's when the guy's calling the police on the people working out in the gym. He sounds like the mashed potatoes clip from Brian's song.
I'm Tom Austin. I'm a tenant in the building. Are you?
Remember when you come in with those mashed potatoes?
I got an audio separated at birth. The June 1st episode with a guy calling, talking to Mark about the Moops versus the Moors, where he says, I totally remember with Chris Farley interviewing Paul McCartney, asking if he remembers Beatlemania.
Mark, I totally remember.
You remember when you were with the Beatles?
That the card said Moops.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I got audio separated at birth. The Dylan Roof looking guy and Jared from Silicon Valley.
What would have happened differently if my friends and I weren't all white?
I did a little digging on the all right guy, and he's pretty involved in a campaign to eliminate black emojis.
Hey, Brandon, it's Brandon. Note to self, Trudy had a great joke that was totally overlooked. 32-minute mark of the June 1st episode. Hit it.
There's less reason to be worried about True being killed.
I didn't think True should worry about that name. Yeah. Think about changing it. It's a weird name.
Add a D to it.
They would think that's a great name.
Me again.
Me again!
1 hour, 40 minute, 50 second mark. Mark sounds like Babone. Hit it.
There are shit stirrers who do go around.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
You know, no doubt.
No doubt.
You know, no doubt.
Hey, you guys turned me on to the great musical genius of Wesley Willis. So there's a lot of appropriate songs that you could use. He's got a song about O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson.
Take care and stay healthy.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice.
Alrighty. I want to mention Luke Nowacki. Call Luke for help with your finances. 248-663-4748. Maybe you got a 401k like I did. There's a lot of strange things that maybe you don't even recognize. Why did I invest in that? Why did I invest in that? Oh, my God, that's down the last 8 years? What? Well, look, take a look. Or maybe see what opportunities exist because the economy has sort of morphed. Although
wise move, young man, and a bold first step towards your financial future. We'll just take that money and employ significant leverage using computer-assisted high-frequency trading and index fund rebalancing to buy ahead of certain stock movements, and it's gone!
Yeah, that's your last financial advisor. So Luke would love to help you plan for your future. Make sure you don't outlive your money. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through the Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities, and our marketing names, product services, reference here, independent Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. So there. Yeah. Well, I kind of forgot where we left
off. Brandon, have you looked for new cameos, by the way?
I have. I did look for some new cameos. The only three that I saw that were notable were like David Njoku.
The tight end.
Yeah, there was somebody else. There really wasn't that many new ones.
Drew, how much do you think Cameo has been up during COVID or down?
It's probably up, I would guess.
It's up.
Because everybody has money.
You want to know what it's up?
Yeah, how much?
400%.
Oh, my God. Well, what do you do with your day? I mean, look at all that time to fill.
Yeah.
Who's getting all the cameos?
Gilbert. No, I heard Gilbert did a little interview. And he said he wakes up with about 8 or 9 to do, and he probably does a little more over than 10 in a day. So he's clearing about $1,000 a day.
That's just amazing. Doing that. Wow.
And he goes on to say about how, you know, people had offered him reality TV shows early
he
on.
He can't make as much money.
Well, he didn't know early on. He didn't want to do it because it's reality TV. He thought it was stupid. But he's like, that's passion. Really what TV is now.
Yeah, for him.
Well, for everybody, everything's reality TV now. There's so much reality TV.
Well, I mean, he could be in a sitcom.
He doesn't need to. He's clearing $1,000. No, I know. Can't know. Plus, 20,
yeah, he makes a ton of money. And what's really weird is how
super cheap,
frugal
too.
He is.
Yeah.
He is actually, for a guy that's rich, he's a very, very frugal man. You know, we saw that thing on, was it Wife Swap or another kind of thing where he collects all those little.
Yeah, the soaps and
small shampoo bottles. Yeah. He takes everything from hotels. When he came to the radio station, boy, did he clear out our prize closet. Yeah. That documentary stole Drew's tabloids.
Yeah,
that's right.
That documentary on him is really good.
It is good.
He was like, "Are you gonna read these? I'm gonna take them with me." And would you say no to Gilbert?
No.
Yeah, you push him.
He's also got a much younger wife.
Yeah,
pretty hot.
Yeah.
He was a really nice guy, though.
Yeah, so different off the air, too.
You would not recognize him.
Quiet, mumbly. And
I could not believe how hard both he and Mike Clark were laughing the first time he came in. That was some of the most excessive laughter, and it was, I don't even remember what it was about. I think it was, Gilbert was making fun about how unimportant his interview with us was.
Yes, he was right.
Somebody sent me a little something from the Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, I love Facebook Marketplace. It's a blast.
Somebody was selling jet skis, and they said that they were asking for payment in eBay gift cards.
Well, that sounds like a scam or possibly scamola.
Should we call them?
Oh, there's a number for it?
Yeah, there's a phone number.
All right.
I mean, if there's a phone number, then it probably isn't a scam, right?
We'll see. We'll see where it rings. I'm guessing.
Why would the area code?
408.
Where's that at?
San Francisco. No. 408. Is that California?
It's San Jose.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's by, water, right?
Oh, yeah, the jet ski.
Why would you pay an eBay gift cards? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't understand why you would.
Why couldn't I write a check?
Or cash. I mean, cash is the everywhere gift card.
Cash is king.
Untraceable?
Go faster than everyone.
I love my jet ski.
It's really hard to find people to call these days because no one's promoting anything, so.
La 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 la. I go cruising on my jet ski. I win first place.
What?
It's one of my favorite songs.
Pretty good.
Nobody can keep up with me on my jet ski. Yeah, yeah.
eBay customer support, how may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling about the jet ski ad.
Okay, sir, do you have a transaction with eBay?
I'm sorry?
What?
Do you have a transaction with eBay?
Well, I was just calling because I wasn't sure how this worked. I've got plenty of eBay gift cards. Is that how I need to buy it?
Yes, eBay cards is a method of payment with eBay. First of all, I need to order the details number.
What's your name, sir?
My name is David Powell.
Hi, David. Okay, because I guess, if I had to pay on eBay gift cards, I guess I could, but would you take a check?
Sir, first of all, I need to review your transaction. Do you have the order?
We're trying to make a transaction. You're not listening. Listen.
I'm asking for order details number.
We want to buy the jet skis that were in the ad.
Yeah, well, is this a problem to buy it? Is it not really for sale?
Is there a number attached to the ad?
I don't know. I don't have that much information about it. I just heard there was an ad on Facebook Marketplace for jet skis, but that you wanted to be paid in eBay gift cards. And I didn't know if I had enough eBay gift cards.
Do you have the eBay ID number?
Yeah, 1. You ready? 1. 1. 1. 1.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Really?
Yeah, you got me.
Yep. Oh, what?
It's a total scam.
If
you Google it, it just...
Why'd that guy sound like a robot? Did he sound like a robot? Can you call him back?
Sure, yeah. He didn't say goodbye either.
He did not say goodbye. I mean, it's...
What, is he, a robot?
Shouldn't he at least have said BLM before he hung up?
Should we get his opinion on it?
I can't get over that influencer who said BLM when she was leaving. That was so weird. She's been fired by the Washington Examiner, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, hopefully it's because she wrote that avocado story.
Blown out! What's the name of an Instagram influencer that's doing shady stuff like that? What do they call them? There's some really weird buzzword.
Oh, I don't know. Bitch?
No. It was a very complicated buzzword.
This
song. God. Nice work, Matt. Matt Farley, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he's just not going to answer the phone forever?
Well, good. We'll tie him up so he can't scam someone else. Oh.
You wish.
Hoo-ah. Somebody just sent me a text message that said "you vish" last night. How adorable! What's this song?
Thank you for my birthday gift. I don't know why. I was looking for something about gift cards or scam.
Crank it up! I want to hear this. I like this tune.
Great song.
Stuff like the thing that you got for me. Whenever I look at this gift, I will think about
He's
you.
Not
and then I smile.
I love the way he makes it generic. Still sounds special.
This gift is wonderful.
Okay, you can hang up on this ass.
It's unforgettable.
He's a robot anyway.
You
BLM.
Wish.
It's a total scam, though.
BLM.
I don't understand how the scam works, though. But eBay's got tons of posts on it. Like, one's like, there's a lady selling a motorhome that'll only accept eBay gift cards. What's up with that?
I was just looking at the exact same
yeah.
article.
Oh, is it a different number? Do they have a phone number?
No. This is on eBay saying, do not purchase anything where you pay by eBay gift cards.
Oh, okay.
So,
this guy sounded for real. I thought he was really personable and... He answered all our questions.
I got to tell you, though, Facebook Marketplace is really fun to look at some of the shit people are selling on there. It's very entertaining. And we sell lots of, I mean, if you have kid stuff you want to get rid of, it's a great place to sell kid stuff, like clothes and stuff. But, boy, is there a lot of garbage for sale.
I love used kids' clothes. Always been a fan.
Shit's expensive, my man.
You should see my storage in the basement.
Well, that's, yeah, because if you're going to have another one, you don't want to get rid of it.
Oh, my God.
When's that happen?
Oh, you have another one, Brandon?
I wish. I'd have 15 more if I could.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen that little girl? Holy hell.
I know. She's a cutie.
Yeah, imagine taking care of that times 15.
I'm in.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Wow.
I want a big family. Okay. But she's got too many clothes, man. I'm telling you. I have like 9 boxes, or not even boxes, those big Rubbermaids. Yeah. Probably 9 or 10 of them. Yeah. She's only a year and a half years old. Little girl's got 48 pairs of shoes.
Is it like the closet on Tiger King?
Pretty much. And
monkey?
It's all Krista. Madeline monkey clothes. You could put Madeline in a burlap sack and she'd be fine with it. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she does dress up really good.
Yeah, Brooke certainly has quite a large wardrobe and always is impeccably dressed. And I think she's got 2 cars, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, one that's motorized.
That's
or no,
sweet.
They both motorized? I'm not sure. Anyway, you know what we have not talked about today? And is Mr. Drew Brees, who did himself a lot of favors by deciding that now was the time to come out.
Which I think is why people are angry.
You know, I think so, too.
It's like, we're not talking about this right now, Drew.
The thing is, I don't know why he felt compelled. So he just came out with a post?
No. It was in an interview with Yahoo Finance, which, of course, where else would you... to an interview.
Did they ask him a question about it?
They asked him because
you
of all
hear
this.
It?
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
Now at Kaepernick's protest from a few years ago, and obviously they were always about police brutality, and now it's coming back to the fore, and a lot of people expect that we will see players kneeling again even when the NFL season starts. I'm curious how you think the NFL will and should respond to that, and of course you're such a leader in the league. What is your responsibility as a leader in times like this for the rest of your teammates and players in the league?
Can you pause it for a sec? I just want to point out that Drew Brees has been asked this multiple times, and he answers it the same way every way. It's very, I understand what he's saying, and it's respectful, but just interesting. It kind of seems like now is not why. Like, why is this guy asking that question? Doesn't this seem like an odd question?
Well, is it? So it was in the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Probably because of the George Floyd thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, he's trying to get exactly what he got, I think.
But the response, right, I'll let it finish.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed.
Friends can count, please, to see if there's real tears.
But for that matter,
well, we know his kid had headphones on. It's too loud.
It's too loud.
And everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No.
Drew?
We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
Wow, that's interesting because I didn't really know. I didn't know what the context was. I didn't know someone asked him, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
My gut reaction was like, oh, Drew, why the fuck are you talking about this? Oh. Well, he's doing an interview with Yahoo Finance. I wouldn't think anyone would even hear it or care.
Oh, come
about
on.
It.
Everyone hears everything.
Yahoo Finance?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, if I saw there's an interview with Drew Brees on Yahoo Finance, mm-hmm. I don't think I would care to hear it. But they found that nerve they could strike and turn it into a little lightning bolt. And I Drew Brees is that boy next door kind of guy. You can hear it every time he talks.
He is a very good and generous guy.
Yeah, he's an all-American guy.
He has waded into a couple issues before that he's had to apologize.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what was the last one that was a little messy.
Didn't he do a PSA for a group that believes in gay conversion? Yeah, like a Christian group that tries to convert gays back to straight. And
wow.
Well, I think in his mind, he thought he was doing something for a Christian group, and he had no idea. Exactly.
I remember. I remember. Yeah, it was a
good guy.
He stepped in shit. Yeah. He really. I don't think he intended anything like that, but. In this case,
which is why he'll weather this just fine.
Well, what I want to say about Drew is, first of all, he's apologized for saying this now, in my opinion, because he had no choice. He had to apologize. But I think Drew Brees is a person who is not afraid to be Drew Brees and to say what he believes. And I'm not sure he even thinks necessarily about the other, which would be, you know, people taking a knee. That was his point, I think. I mean, it's really a no-win question. But the reaction to this was so bad. It was like, Drew Brees, he doesn't care about what Cap did. He doesn't believe in helping African-Americans with police brutality. Well, no, he did not say that. In fact, in his apology, he said that we kneeled in the locker room before the game, and then we went out and we locked arms or whatever they did. And his apology was, I thought it was pretty well said.
I thought his apology was really good.
Yeah, I don't know why people have just pile on and just say, you don't believe in helping African Americans. No, that's not what he's saying. And I thought that, honestly, a lot of the people that booed the kneeling, I think they were saying the same thing Drew Brees was saying. Not exactly, necessarily, because when I saw some of the responses today, it was like...
But one of the responses to that is like, hey, you're in these locker rooms. You've talked to us. You've heard our reasoning, and you still think it's about the flag. I think
I don't think he's saying it's about the flag. I think he's saying that's what the flag means to me.
I'm just telling you what the response is. Don't get mad at me. That was what Snacks Harrison said. It's like, really, we've talked about this.
The question wasn't raised like, what do you feel about the current protest situation? The question was, how do you feel about kneeling during this anthem? That's what he said.
Well,
he said what he feels about kneeling for the anthem, which you're right, Mark. It's probably a recycled thing that he's memorized in his brain.
I think he just went into autopilot, yeah.
Yeah, because he's had to answer it for so long. But in the past, when people come out and say, Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the national anthem, I don't like it because of this. In the past, we didn't just all of a sudden, get him! Oh, my God! And that's what happened. His teammates, I mean, there is a list a mile long of all the famous people, athletes, LeBron James, Sherman, his own teammates, Kamara and Michael Thomas, who's the best wide receiver in the league and who really needs Drew Brees this year. They all came out and they came down hard on him. And I was surprised by it because I didn't listen to that question and think Drew Brees is making a statement on what he feels about George Floyd's murder. I thought it as kneeling for the anthem in regards to how this long argument we've had with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, but the question was about going forward now.
And I about okay. Well, I don't think he'll kneel this year either.
Who?
Drew Brees.
No, I don't think Drew Brees will at all.
I don't think Drew Brees connects the national anthem and the American flag with kneeling to protest something. I think he would probably support a protest that was not involving the national anthem. I think that's what he was saying, because he said we all need to get better and make progress.
That I think maybe the rub, or at least from what I've seen with some of the responses, is how the whole we're all one. And there's a big part of the community, a lot of them NFL players, right or wrong, that feel like, no, this country's pretty divided right now.
Well, I think Drew Brees was very sincere. I think he spoke his mind, his heart. I don't think it was flip. And I think the problem is you have to say a certain thing about this. If you say anything that differs with I agree with Cap or I loved what he was doing, I think you're going to get shit no matter what. And that's part of my complaint about we're supposed to be getting more tolerant. And I feel like it's just intolerance. Like, well, you will think this, you will do this. And I've noticed that a lot of people this week don't want to say anything or they don't want to say the wrong thing.
Do you think people were tolerant of Kaepernick's position?
Some were and some weren't.
Nike was.
But I don't think you have to like what he said. And I think a lot of people said, you know what? I don't really like this kneeling with the national anthem. I don't not support what he's kneeling for.
I'm just saying the players that responded were kind of taken aback. Like, really? You still think that it was about disrespecting the flag? I think it's from the responses I've seen, it seemed like they were legitimately shocked that really, Drew, we're still, first off, we're not talking about this, but that was the question that was asked, but.
I think really? He's saying that he. I think he's saying that he does not, that he would not disrespect the flag in any way, shape,
That's
or form.
Great.
I don't think he's saying that he wouldn't help with this protest or he doesn't believe in the cause. But he's saying that he doesn't want to connect the two things. That's the way I see it. I don't know. Is any, what
did you see? Aaron Rodgers' response.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. He's such a great guy too.
He's an asshole. Well, that's what's interesting about this, because Rodgers is kind of an asshole, and Drew's known as being a really good guy. But he's, you know. Aaron Rodgers apparently listened to what his teammates had to say and posted something about it. It was never about the anthem or the flag, not then and not now.
Well, nobody said it was about the national anthem. I thought this thing was so strange because, and I remember this statement was released by the Indiana Colts. They were like, for those of you who don't like what we're doing, you obviously don't understand that we're doing this to protest police brutality, not the American flag. And it was like, nope, that's not what people were saying. They weren't saying they don't agree with protesting. They were saying they like the national flag. Or they do not believe in doing this during the national anthem. As far as the flag, I really never thought the flag came into it that much. I don't know why Drew Brees brought it up.
But don't you find it interesting, or at least when it started, I don't know why we're going down this again. But remember when it first started, he was just sitting on the bench like a total load.
Yes, and
he talked to that veteran. He's like, look, there's a respectful way to do this.
Well, but there are other veterans who don't feel that way.
I understand.
But every time this comes up, well, his veteran told him to do it. So it's like, well, does he have to do what? If that veteran tells him to jump off a cliff, is he going to jump off a cliff? No, I mean, that doesn't mean that Drew Brees has to say exactly what the veteran said. This is just a different viewpoint. And, if Drew Brees wants to just get along with his teammates, he should just say, you know what, I'm going to fucking kneel. Fuck it. But I love the American flag. It makes me cry, blah, blah, blah. But I think Drew Brees is a very principled, passionate person. And he also, maybe he's wrong. I don't know. And being on a football team that's probably, 80%, 70% black, maybe he's a dumbass. Steven Jackson called him naive. We call him a retard, too, which, by the way, is okay if you're talking about this.
What?
He did. He called him a retard. No. And he said he's too smart to feel he has to stand for the national anthem.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. But
I saw it this morning. I saw it in the context on ABC News. of all of the different stories regarding the protests and all of the looting, et cetera. And then that is jumped into the middle of it. And then his teammate came back and made his sort of impassioned objection to what you. So that's how that shaped it for me. Had it been presented differently in a different context, maybe I would have understood it. Now I kind of see it a different way after you guys.
Tony Dungy said that Drew Brees can't be afraid to say that. And we can't be afraid to say, oh, I don't agree with you, but let's talk about this. Exactly. And that's how I felt. I felt like, why did these guys tell him to shut the fuck up? Or, you know, he doesn't believe in what Cap was doing. And by the way, LeBron James.
I really feel like, though, that is kind of what happened. You know, he said it. They responded. He apologized. Seems like they're on the same page. I think the problem with other players, though, is that they feel like they've been through this before with Drew Brees.
And Tony Dungy is getting a lot of shit for that.
I knew he would. I swear to God, Brandon, I saw that and I said, Tony Dungy is now going to be Uncle Tom, or he's going to be, I don't know. What are people saying about Tony Dungy?
Are they real people or are they people on Twitter? I mean, are they players responding or?
I would think players would rag on him, honestly.
I'll have to look for blue check marks. But immediately I saw Tony Dungy was trending this morning. I had no idea why. I clicked on it and all of them were Tony Dungy is nothing but a homophobe and, you know, fuck Tony Dungy. And I'm embarrassed to be, you know, associated with. I don't know. It was insane. I didn't know why. So then I had to go back.
See if there's players responding to him. I'm just curious. I thought that.
Why is
honestly,
Herman Munster trending?
Because there's a clip of him saying that he doesn't care what you look like or what the color of your skin or it's a whole.
Who do we turn to in times of trouble?
I almost retweeted
Herman Munster.
Maybe I did retweet it actually because it was kind of funny, but it was nice, made sense. LeBron James and NBA players who, you know, naturally they are not supportive of what Drew Brees said. Now, why LeBron James is so intolerant of Drew Brees' feelings? Because when this assistant GM of the Rockets said he stood with the Hong Kong protesters, LeBron James got all pissed off at this guy. Like, well, hey, sometimes you got to just shut up.
Money involved.
Yeah, there's money involved. So, in other words, he doesn't support people who want freedom and equality when it affects his money.
Yeah.
So then for him to call Drew Brees
American protester,
for him to say Drew Brees is such a piece of shit, I think is really disingenuous. And I'm kind of surprised nobody brought that up. But then again, nobody can bring up. There's so many things people can't bring up right now.
But wait, he had another, didn't he have another tweet following up, like where he supported Drew Brees or no?
LeBron James?
Yeah, I thought I read that.
This morning, they said, I don't know, Trudy, did they mention LeBron James when you were watching?
Yeah, they did.
What did they say?
I think they just mentioned in passing that he was one of the people. They didn't use any sort of a clip or.
Yeah, he was just very anti-Drew Brees. He didn't like what he said.
Yeah, he said, wow, man, is it still surprising at this point? Sure isn't. You literally still don't understand why Cap was kneeling on one knee. It had absolutely nothing to do with the disrespect of the flag and our soldiers, men and women who keep our land free. My father-in-law was one of these. And then he responded, men who fought for our country. I asked him question about it and thank him all the time for his commitment. He never found Cap's peaceful protest offensive.
But he's not Drew Brees.
No, I know.
And he's not Drew Brees' grandfather.
Also,
he doesn't have to agree with what LeBron's father-in-law says.
Yeah, and LeBron doesn't have to agree with Drew Brees.
And LeBron doesn't have to agree with his father-in-law. I mean, why is it everyone has to agree with certain things, and if you don't, you're just a fucking asshole?
Is LeBron an asshole?
No, I'm not saying he's an asshole at all. I don't like his reaction. I mean, I don't like this idea that, you know, Drew Brees, who everyone agrees is a pretty good guy and a well-intentioned person, mm-hmm. that he comes out and says this and people just go, oh, you still don't get it. You're just you're naive or you're, or worse. I mean, there's a lot of a retard. Steven Jackson called him a retard. Why not just say, I don't agree with Drew Brees? And Drew Brees, when did he say he doesn't agree with Kaepernick's cause? I don't remember him saying that. This can be two different things for people. I don't even know why this is that complicated, except that people don't like it when when someone says they respect the flag and therefore they don't want to kneel for the flag for this cause. I don't understand why, if you say, I don't want to kneel because it's the national anthem and I feel this way about it or that way about it, why does that mean you don't agree with Colin Kaepernick? They're two separate things. You can agree with his cause, but not with his methods.
Did it seem like many people agreed with his cause?
With Kaepernick's cause?
Yeah.
I thought a lot of people supported him.
I felt like it was a pretty divided line.
Yeah, it was divided.
Yeah.
But
so much so that the president.
And I think a lot of people just said
the president used it as a wedge issue.
A lot of people just said he's an asshole too, and nobody liked when you said that you were an asshole. It's like, how dare you say that? And some people said, I like the American flag. I like to sing the anthem. I don't like people protesting the national anthem. And
a lot of
people were mad
also
at them.
Jumped the start of it, you know, was also off the cusp of, you know, wearing socks that called cops pigs and donating money to
that was long before
Asada Shakura.
Yeah, but it was all over the place. As soon as he did it, there were pictures all over of him wearing the pig socks.
Sure, and that was stupid. And he could be an asshole. He was an asshole with his statement last week.
Yeah, no, he's done a lot of fucked up things since then. So, you know, I don't really have any thoughts one way or the other about Colin Kaepernick. If he wants to play, it seems like he can make it a lot easier for himself.
You know what I like to do in tough times like this? Look back to a sitcom from 1965.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short or fat or thin.
Why did they add this really loud music to Herman Munster's words?
Handsome, like your father.
Oh. Well, he trended.
Silly.
John Lennon trended today.
Why?
Because somebody brought up the song Imagine, and they were talking about the looting of New York, and the guy came back and said, well, John Lennon wouldn't feel safe in New York right now. and
good one.
Honestly, you know what I have to say about that is, if John Lennon were alive, if he hadn't been shot to death in New York by Mark David Chapman, you prick, John Lennon would be out protesting. He would definitely be out on the front lines of this,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah,
if he wasn't afraid of getting coronavirus.
I was just going to say,
yeah, would he wear a mask?
Yeah.
He would be, John Lennon would be 79 years old.
Yeah, he'd be dead.
I think Yoko is 83.
Why isn't Paul out there protesting? What's he doing? Why has he been so silent?
When is he going to break his silence?
Paul McCartney, it's black people.
I guarantee you all four of the Beatles would support the protesters.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. I think most people
Ringo.
In rock
Maybe
and roll.
Maybe not Ringo.
There's Ringo, yeah.
Ringo, peace and love. Ringo believes in peace and love.
He's peace and love. He just seems like he's just too happy to even, like, think about anything.
He gets kind of cranky, though. He doesn't like signing autographs. Remember when he announced
that's right.
I will not be signing autographs. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love. No, but he ended it that way. Peace and love.
He does. It's always how he ends everything. That reminds me, Steve Priest of The Sweet died.
Oh, I like that band.
I love The Sweet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was always... Wait, they did Ballroom Blitz, right?
Ballroom Blitz. Yeah, Love is Like Oxygen.
I love Ballroom Blitz. They also did Blockbuster, which came out the same month as Gene Genie. And Blockbuster was number one. Gene Genie was stuck at number two behind Blockbuster. And they sound so much alike.
I heard about this
right.
cool
there
song,
was...
which is in Dazed and Confused.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who died? Somebody in this band died?
Yeah. Steve Priest, I think his name is.
Steve Priest?
Steve Priest, he's the bassist.
If I ever had a son, I was going to name it Steve.
He was...
I'm going to say that for every eulogy.
He was leading a Sweet version around. I think he might have been at the Token Lounge not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah. Play a little Blockbuster. I'm not sure why the Sweet... Why isn't the Sweet bigger? I mean, they had some big songs.
Did they start every song out with some sound effect? That's two in a row.
Is it?
My Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz is... Love that song.
It says everything starts with a sound effect.
It does.
The last three do. They're three biggest songs.
You ready, Steve?
Wayne's World.
Also live version.
Yeah! Mick! All right. Well, all right, fellas. Let's go!
version! Oh, Little Willie was another hit.
Does it start with a sound effect? Let's see. No. Hand claps, Drew.
Yeah. I think it's hand claps in, I want to say in Ballroom Blitz, but maybe I'm wrong. These guys were huge.
Love Is Like Oxygen, one of their songs?
Yes.
I always loved that song for some reason.
They were gigantic in the UK. Gigantic. Not as big here, although Ballroom Blitz was a big hit. So was Love Is Like Oxygen. And Fox on the Run was a big hit.
Oh my God, they had so many.
Yeah. I got to have a little sweet session tonight, definitely. And they broke up over a singer fight with the rest of the band. And then the singer, who I think died too in late 1990s, he was a big drinker, drug taker, and he actually heard his voice, and they tried to reunite at one point, and the other guy said he just didn't sound right. Because they would have. I feel confident they would have made a comeback. Can you play a little Ballroom Blitz? I don't hear Ballroom Blitz. Just a little bit. Are you ready, Steve? Andy? My name and a song.
Thank you, Steve.
Andy?
Yeah.
Mick? Andy?
Right!
Now, what if you calm down, Steve?
It's been getting so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
Yeah, things we'll do for a piece of tear, huh, Steve?
Oh, and the man at the back, as a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl is cold and no one ignores. She's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah!
What is the world?
Wayne's
World.
Ah, the sweet. Yes. There was another, Johnny Majors, the football coach, died today, too.
Yeah.
85.
Any eulogy from,
Maz?
No, from, Lee Majors. Isn't Lee Majors related to him?
Is Lee Majors related to Johnny Majors?
Yeah, isn't Lee Majors like a badass, college football player? The $6 million man?
I did not know that. I would think he would have just been plowing through the line if he had had his accident before his college football career.
Wait a minute.
Is he not related to him?
So I'm seeing that after a year of acting school, let's see. He changed his name to Lee Majors as a tribute to childhood hero Johnny Majors.
Oh, he's not related to him. Oh, man.
Wait, as a tribute to Johnny Majors?
Correct.
What? Why was Johnny Majors his hero? I didn't even know he was a big player.
Steve Austin?
It's a good name.
Lee Majors did. He's all over it.
So he's not related to... I always thought he was related to Lee Majors.
After college, Lee Majors, he received an offer to try out for the Cardinals football team. Instead, he moved to L.A. and found work.
Play the song?
Let's see. He met many actors, including Dick Clayton.
This is not the right opening. Wait, I love the typing to the old computer. Is this not the right intro? I don't remember this one.
Yeah, I think that's it, Mark.
I just want to see.
They talk about his accent, and then I'm going to put him back together again.
I always thought a voiceover did it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Weird intro is this.
1 minute. Someone's eating their microphone.
Is this from season one? Let me jump forward.
I have no idea.
Here we go. This is what I remember. Colonel Austin!
He's gonna blow up!
Colonel Austin! Oh man, no way they could put that back together.
Steve Austin has struck a man barely alive.
He should have put him in the NFL in the movie. Just for one season.
Just dominating.
Yes!
That would give the secret away.
We have the capability to make the world.
He could have fallen down after he got 7 yards.
That fake arm looks like such a piece of shit, too, the one they showed.
Steve Austin will be that man.
Did he sign consent to become the $6 million man? Because he was probably out of it when they started rebuilding him, right?
I think Farrah Fawcett signed for him. They had an edition of Charlie's Angels where they brought it to him.
I mean, what if he wanted to die? What if it was a suicide mission? Look how fast he runs.
About these long intros back in the day, these long theme songs and stuff. No, because they don't want to waste the time.
It's like a commercial.
There it is. There it is. Oh my God!
Look at that man run.
I think he stole it from.
It's just feedback, isn't it?
Trademarking.
Are you surprised? Have they ever rebooted that show? Wouldn't you think that'd be ripe for rebooting?
Yeah, no, I would love to watch. I may just binge the $6 Million Man tonight.
Yeah, if they reboot it as the $6 Million Man, he's just going to be like a normal dude with a couple extra bucks.
$6 million.
It doesn't do much these days.
This might be controversial. I don't think that's his best intro for a TV show that he was ever on.
What else was he on?
I used to love the show when I was a kid.
Oh, the Fall Guy!
Fall Guy ruled.
Wait, did he always get blamed on this show? Is that why he was the Fall Guy?
No! Come on, man.
I don't know the show.
Oh, seriously? No, he was a stunt actor, wasn't he?
I thought he was the patsy. They had all these cases where he was the patsy and took the fall. Was he fall off buildings and stuff?
No, he was a Hollywood... He was a stunt guy, and I think he... I think he moonlighted as like a guy that caught bad people.
Oh,
he was stunt
like
guy by day,
a bounty hunter.
Like a bounty hunter, yeah. So he's a stunt man by day, and then he was a bounty hunter by night.
They should have brought in his cousin, the $6 Million Man, in an episode to help him get somebody.
No.
He could have played both roles. We need that effect on the show.
If we have it.
Oh my God, how absolutely ridiculous.
Heather Thomas was the chick.
By the way, I would say the best thing that Lee Majors has ever done is Out Cold. If you've never seen it, check it out.
The movie?
It's a snowboard party movie. It's the very first time anybody ever saw Zach Galifianakis. It's funny.
R.I.P. Lee Majors.
Okay, so what was he announced today?
He's not dead.
Johnny
Majors.
Is it the Michigan health director that made a comment today?
Oh,
about
Detroit's health officer.
And what exactly is their comment?
We're not out of the woods yet. There's active transmission of COVID-19 out there. Pleaded with protesters to stay vigilant, noting that other states with large groups that have had gatherings, including Minnesota and Wisconsin, are beginning to see infection spikes. The quote is, "We know that large groups have contributed to COVID spreading," she said during the news briefing today. "We worked really too hard. We can't go backwards. We cannot
have another spike." Well, lady, where were you a week ago? Seriously. Where were you a week ago? Where was Gretchen Whitmer a week ago? They were supporting the protests.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything. They didn't say shit.
Yeah.
Except when the protesters were in Lansing. Then they were going to extend the stay at home. It was like, oh my God, those terrible people.
Well, watch, they might have to extend it again.
I mean, if that isn't political, I don't know what is political. 250 people at the state capitol carrying guns open carrying guns and not wearing masks, and they are going to extend the stay at home. But thousands of people not wearing masks, some wearing masks, not socially distancing, they are to be supported.
There's a really interesting note at the bottom.
Very interesting.
Of this, that Duggan has noted the city continues to see marches with 65 to 70% of people from out of town. Is he sitting down there counting and asking for IDs? How do they know? Is that based on what they've arrested? Because they haven't arrested that many.
I'm going to have to delete this drop, too, by the way. It's a couple weeks old, but it's totally irrelevant now.
You have to wear a mask every time you go out.
Yep. She wore a mask today when we went out.
They do have license plate identification in place for detecting who's coming in.
What does that mean, that they're from out of town? Because they're not causing trouble in Detroit. They're just joining the protest.
Are they from out of state, or are they these evil suburbans, the suburbanites that have crossed 8 Mile to go protest?
Is that something wrong with that?
No. No, I don't know.
I don't know. What is his point? It seems like it would be good, if anything, because we're not having problems here. They're making a point. And I have to say, you know, in Detroit, they really haven't gone badly. They've gone pretty well. The police have been, for the most part, pretty good. I know there were a couple incidents, and I think they're dealing with them. But
the police here have been great, it seems.
Yeah, and it seems to me that, you know, if you're out there 7 nights in a row, I mean, that certainly shows passion. It shows that you believe in it, and it's not a bullshit thing, and I think that's to be commended. The only thing that I don't understand is why did the COVID thing? Charlie said I guess we quit COVID-19. Well, it seems like we did. And I'm not trying to pile on these people. I just don't understand why, you know, if we had to stay home for 2 months, it seems like, I don't know. It's weird. You know, at the funeral today, by the way, people are jammed in at the funeral for George Floyd. Mm-hmm. And
a lot
and
of
I'm
them
thinking,
had,
wait a second, Al Kaline couldn't have a funeral.
Yeah.
Nobody had a funeral with more than 10 people. But George Floyd, everything changes when it's George Floyd.
That's a good point. A lot of people had masks on, except for all the celebrities that were there, in case you didn't notice that. Like, Kevin Hart did not have one, Ludacris. I don't think Tiffany Haddish had one, but everybody else did.
Well, they all get tested regularly. They know.
Sure.
Do they really? Yeah. I mean, do we know why would they get tested regularly?
Because they have doctors that they can go to and get tested.
So. Oh, my God. Here's another.
Why wouldn't they just wear a mask and they wouldn't need to get tested?
Well, you can still get it if you have a mask on.
Yeah, you can get it. They said that this morning.
No, I know. So you should wear a mask even if you're getting tested.
I guess I don't know.
You can't socially. Look, can I read these two paragraphs from this new news article on the Freep?
Yeah.
About a dozen demonstrators carrying signs in support of Black Lives Matter have gathered outside a historic courtroom in Howell. Livingston County City still haunted by its racial past. 50 feet away, a larger group, about 40 to 50 people, gathered as well, many of them Second Amendment activists intending, they say, to protect the city from the violence threatened on social media, because that was floating around there to burn down Howell.
Oh, come on.
Here's the best line. No one in either group is black, though an African-American man walked past to observe the scene.
You know, I have to say, I'm really surprised that the vigilante types, you know, who have guns and are not afraid to carry them around, I'm surprised there aren't more. Is that Brandon?
No, he's gone. Yeah. It's Trudy.
I'm surprised that more of those people aren't out. Not that I want them to be out, because I think that sort of thing would just create so many problems.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that they aren't. I mean, wouldn't you think that there'd be more of the vigilante? Because remember the vigilante guys with guns in front of the hair salon in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
I just thought we'd see a lot of that.
But there were. They were out in front of some of the stores in Minneapolis.
They were.
The guys who appointed themselves security guards.
Also, hackers have begun publishing the stolen documents from Michigan State.
That's what I meant to get to. Yes, because Michigan State says, okay, it's one of those ransomware things, like so many cities. I think it's happened like 200 times where hackers have said, we've got all the data and we're going to release it if you don't give us $5 million by Monday. And what does everyone do? They give them $5 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had to cut jobs in a couple towns. They had to cut all kinds of things from a budget because they had to pay the ransom to keep their files.
That's the problem, though. Stop paying the ransom because it just keeps them going.
But then they'll delete the files.
Doesn't it always seem to start with one dope who gets an email and goes, hey, what's this attachment?
Yes.
And then it just spreads like
crazy. I mean, as long as it's that hard to find who it is, that's going to happen.
So here's the
dopes like me will click on anything.
Well, that's the problem. According to the Free Press, a sampling of some of the information published includes a student's passport. A Michigan State letter from 2014 offering someone postdoctoral research, and a receipt from a pizza order. I think they made the right decision not to not to pay that ransom.
Well, they're fucking with them. Honestly,
what is that, Brandon?
If Michigan State can afford to pay $1 billion for the Larry Nassar thing, I think they can afford a few million to spare the students having their information published.
Yeah,
I just don't think they want to.
Well, yeah.
Because this happened before. Remember in 2016 when they got hacked also?
But you don't want to. Do you want to pay that out? I don't know.
Well, I'll say what I just said.
I guess.
If they can pay $1 billion for Larry Nassar, wouldn't you think they could afford a few bucks for their students' privacy?
Yeah.
I mean, what they did last time, I guess, what they did was they said, we will back you up on sparing you any damage from the release of your information.
Here's
I don't know what that means.
You want to hear some comments below that story?
Sure.
Last time this happened, I got a letter from Michigan State saying my student information was hacked, and they offered me credit monitoring. God forbid my grades get published.
Really? Yeah, everyone is dying to see your... Get over yourself. Nobody cares about your fucking grades.
Who cares? We have bigger fish to fry, like the 40 people protesting Black Lives Matter in Howell. That's not what that story was about. But.
Was that a joke?
Well, the name that posted that was Biden_J, so...
I see.
I wish they would publish the Board of Trustees minute meetings John Engler worked so hard to conceal.
Oh, my God. It's so funny how deep people go into some of these things.
It's just whatever they, however it affects them is what matters. Brandon, what dinner is that? I couldn't even tell you. Held it up to the screen.
It's like nachos.
It does look like nachos. Is it taco?
Yeah, it's tacos and stuff.
It's Mexican night. How nice.
It's Taco Thursday.
I am spoiled.
What else is on there?
Nachos and lemon heads in my dad's boat.
Let me come up there and put my beef in your taco.
Is that what you yelled at Kristen from the basement?
I actually did that.
You want your colon clean? Man, I'm a clean man.
Yeah. Hey, the...
I bet you could stand for a big old whopper right now, huh? Yeah, and I'm loaded with secret sauce. Yeah, come on, my name is...
Since you mentioned MSU, the Michigan Senate today approved a bill to require law enforcement to go through implicit bias training and de-escalation training. And
which we haven't had problems here. As big of problems.
They said that story in CBS said 69% of the departments they contacted had gone through that very training.
Are you surprised that this wasn't already a thing here?
Yeah, I don't even know what this means. Does this mean they haven't?
Yeah, or it wasn't required, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Probably, appropriately.
This just probably means that every new person has to take it. But I would imagine that the people have taken it because they did say that some of the smaller police departments, because it's expensive to provide that training, sure, that more of them were less likely to have undergone it. But all the big city police departments pretty much had. They had a nice big sign on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway this morning, "Kill Cops," which is part of Brandon's prep. That's nice.
It's actually yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Well, it was in today's prep, but the picture was taken yesterday. And, I mean, just imagine being in law enforcement or being related to somebody in law enforcement, and you're on your commute to work, and you see a huge – and that's not a small sign. I'd say each letter is the size of four or five humans, and it says, "Kill Cops," right there in Queens.
My favorite response underneath it was, "De Blasio put that up?" Because the cops fucking hate that mayor.
Hey, what happened to a cop in, I think it was Nevada, got stabbed in the neck last night?
That was New York, wasn't it?
Was that New York?
I have no idea. Was it from that lady in a wheelchair? Did she do it?
Oh, probably. Probably. And it was obviously a black cop, if that's the case, because she was letting the white looters get through. And she was stabbing the black looters.
So last night, there was two officers shot and one officer that was stabbed in the neck.
You know, I got to say, I think it's kind of, this is weird. You know, this whole Black Lives Matter, and I've read multiple, conversations about that term and that label. And of course, so many people, and I can't even believe they still say it, but people go, all lives matter. I don't agree with that term because all lives matter. And of course, they get hammered immediately when they say that. But when talking about lives mattering, not mattering, all mattering, Black Lives Mattering, I can't help but see what a disregard for life there has been in multiple cases after the protesting is done and the nighttime madness starts. And it doesn't seem that anyone really cares about those situations. They're not, I mean, it's all, it's George Floyd, George Floyd, George Floyd, George Floyd. And I'm not saying George Floyd shouldn't be discussed and discussed. And I mean, it was, everyone agrees about George Floyd, but it's just interesting that these other deaths, it seems like they don't matter. And it's not like they're not black people. You know, the police captain, the 77-year-old police captain.
David Dorn.
How many people are talking about David Dorn?
There's
a lot
of
people. President tweeted about him.
Oh, of course the president did.
Yeah.
But honestly, I have not, you know, when I watch the morning news, I haven't seen anything about David Dorn. I think maybe that morning they might have done a quick thing on it, but we're not going to see his funeral. We're not going to hear from his family. There's not going to be a lot of depth behind it. And, you know, the cops that were run over by the SUVs, I don't even know what happened to them. Are they alive? Does anyone know?
I think they're alive. I think we would have heard about it if they had passed, but there was two. I mean, the actual SUV that went through there hit a bunch of them, but I think there was two of them that were hurt bad.
Well, the Buffalo thing was bad. The cop in New York that was, they cut off the looters, he got out of the thing, and they ran him right over. And then there was a cop that went flying through the air. That car was flying. But I've really heard very little about these guys.
But at the same note, Drew, there's also videos of police brutality going on during these protests. So anytime that some person throws out a video of a cop getting hurt, you get hit with a bunch of videos of cops hurting people during these protests. So it's a big back and forth.
Well, it seems to me running someone over with an SUV is worse than macing someone. And running over a cop with an SUV, I mean, that's pretty ballsy.
I understand, but then they counter with the video of the cops who drag the one guy where they thought they weren't on camera, and they'd look around, and then they beat the shit out of him. And then also, like, the cops in L.A. that were doing drive-by shootings.
I did see the video, and we talked about that, and I saw that on TV is where I saw that, and then I went to see the video online, and it's horrible. The guy pulling the mask off to blast the mace in somebody's face is terrible, too, but I mean, compared to shooting someone or running someone over with a car, I mean, honestly, I got to tell you, I don't know if I've ever seen a cop, three cops in this. That was the same night, wasn't it? The Buffalo one and the two New York ones. I think they were the same night.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But and that's not to say that, you know, those guys that were shooting the rubber bullets and the one video of the woman on her porch and she didn't get off her porch and they're screaming at her. So there's,
I think those were paintballs.
Yeah. Paintballs?
The paintball, the ones that explode and it's like
pellets. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
but
a,
why are they still
paintball
shooting people with whatever if they're on their
on their porch? I have no idea. I think trying to enforce curfew, but there was a drive-by.
So you can't be on their porch?
Mark, I have no idea. I would certainly think they could be on their porch. There was the other video of the guys in the car, and they were shooting something. Maybe those were paintballs, too. But I'm not trying to minimize that. I'm just saying I don't. It's kind of hard to believe that when talking about a tragic death, which we all saw and have seen and seen and seen, you know, I don't mean to make it it's not like it's a racial thing. It's just that this event has led to some horrific things, and it just seems it feels like they're suppressed or something. I don't know. Not suppressed. They're just not, there's no emphasis on them. And there are people, this guy was answering an alarm because people were looting the pawn shop, and he goes out there and shoot him in the fucking head for a television.
On Facebook Live.
Oh. Okay, on Facebook Live, which makes it bigger to me. And he's got a sterling record as a police captain. And he's 77. But
Yeah. And don't look at the video. Save yourself. It's horrible.
I did. I saw it, and it was absolutely terrible.
It's every bit because as bad the, as the George video, Floyd video.
David is not dead yet. He's shot in the head, and it's awful watching him die. It's just as bad as watching George Floyd die.
There's currently a new doxing push on Twitter, but this one's got the backing of the police.
Great.
In Bethesda, Maryland. These kids are posting these signs, which I'm kind of intrigued by the signs, but they're saying... Which this is, I don't know if this is what set the guy off, but the sign just says, killer cops will not go free. Text Floyd to the number they have, which is interesting. Like, it seems like a pretty, I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of questions about that sign. Like, what am I texting and why? What am I texting when I do that? But this guy was having none of it on while he was biking, which also is a great look because he's got his biking helmet on and his spandex.
Hey, leave her alone.
Do not touch her.
Girl's about nine.
She has nothing. Do not touch her, sir.
Leave her alone. Sarah, you just walk away. Hey.
He's grabbing her by the wrist to rip out the sign.
Just get out of here.
Oh, he's ripping the sign.
Yeah,
what's your sign say?
The one I just read. And now he's going after the dad who was filming him.
What the fuck? Give me the fucking thing. You want it?
What?
Give it to me.
Is that the cyclist?
Yeah. So now,
hey, leave her alone.
Now Twitter's all over it to find out who this guy is at the behest of the police department.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be doxxed.
Well, the police department wants to know who the fuck he is, so they turn to Twitter.
Now, there's another guy today who was, this woman claimed he was calling her a bitch and all these names, and it was in a parking lot. And she's like, what did you say for yourself? And she's got her camera going, her phone going, which, by the way, I think this business of recording, I think people are going to eventually lose their shit over having too many phones recording them at one time. And he doesn't say anything. He just says nothing. And so, you know, you're left going, well, geez, I guess he did do this. And he doesn't know what to do. So the next thing you know, they're scrapping. They're fighting over her phone, I guess. And she posts it, and I think she was trying to dox him, too. And I don't even know. I don't think this had anything to do with anything. I think it was just they got in an argument at the grocery store.
But this time, the police want this this guy doxed, this buddy, this cyclist. He's giving a bad name to cyclists everywhere.
So
just like Lance.
He just couldn't deal with this girl's sign, huh?
Yeah. I do have a lot of questions about that sign, though. I'm not going to rip it out of a girl's hand. Did you see that story about Carl?
Yeah, I did.
All this is this. This is just social platforming, just fomenting furious anger on furious anger on furious, and dividing more people.
Yep.
Well,
I mean,
everyone needs to stay.
I mean, a girl, 11-year-old girl. It seems to me, you should be able to show some restraint.
Yeah.
And I think the point of a lot of this is that you know there's a lot of fucked up people, and. The United States of Assholes is alive and well, and the assholes have been turned loose.
I know, like that cyclist.
And they seem to be in an excitable level.
You got cyclists just riding by and just went,
where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Carl Crawford, you know, it's funny. I remember he signed that big long deal, and he was such a young player when he started in MLB, and I kind of thought, wow, we're going to be talking about Carl Crawford for a long time. And then he never seemed like he played that well after he signed that giant deal.
Didn't get injured before Boston?
Yeah, I think
he
did get injured a couple times. But it's just like it's like he disappeared. It's like, poof, Carl Crawford's gone.
Well, the last time we heard about him, there was a death at his house, a drowning.
Yeah, which was totally weird, too. And one of those things where you're only allowed to be with six people at once. And they said, yeah, they're having a party for somebody's birthday. And I'm like, oh, and there were six people there, and two of them drowned? Yeah. What were the other four doing? The other four couldn't go help the two? Or what the... I mean, the story didn't make any sense to me, because my gut feeling was, I think there were more than six people at that party. And I think they were inside dancing or having fun or doing something, and somebody went outside, and, you know, somebody fell in the pool, and the person went in to rescue him, couldn't swim, and they both died. But, a lot of I read a couple stories about it. And it seemed to be there seemed to be a lot of were there really only six people because they were naming the people that you know he claimed were there, and some neighbors were saying, "Well, there were some cars out in front. I mean, maybe everyone drove their own car."
But But now, 8 days before that, led to his arrest today. What happened 8 days before?
He was arrested for felony domestic violence in Texas stemming from a May incident where he allegedly choked his ex-girlfriend at gunpoint. Alleged victim claimed she had recently broken up with a former MLB star after 2.5 years, but agreed to meet him on May 8th at her Houston, Texas apartment to talk things out. That's always a mistake. Doesn't it seem like it's always a mistake?
Why are they – so wait, who wanted to meet?
He wanted to meet her to talk things out.
Okay.
She agreed to meet him. When Crawford arrived, the woman claims he removed a semi-automatic handgun from his pocket. She then claims Crawford unloaded the clip and ejected a round from the pistol and began walking towards her holding the firearm. So Crawford was visibly upset and claims the former MLB star began interrogating her, warning that if she lied to him, that he was going to hurt her. Mm. Woman tried to leave her apartment, says Crawford pushed her down to the ground in the hallway. Crawford, per the docs, then held the gun in one hand, used the other hand to grab her by the head and neck while asking her how long she'd been dating a male acquaintance. Jeez. Well, he really proved that he was right by doing this. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know, but do you think he banged any chicks in the 2.5 years they were together?
Carl Crawford? Oh, no.
That doesn't
matter. I'm sure he wouldn't have.
Right, Trudy. But Carl Crawford.
But hey, he showed her, didn't he?
Yeah.
Nobody messes with Carl.
The kids in the house.
Yeah. When she says she replied that she only knew the other man for a week, she says Crawford accused her of lying and slammed her head against the wall several times.
Jesus.
While still holding the gun, Crawford allegedly began to squeeze the woman's neck while asking how long she'd been having sex with the male.
Do you think that's how he asked? How long have you been having sex with that male? Or do you think he's like, how long have you been fucking him?
Yeah, I think they are paraphrasing, although I use quotations. Woman says she felt like she was about to pass out when her 1-year-old daughter walked over to her, which allegedly distracted Crawford long enough for her to get up and flee the scene. Is a 1-year-old left there by herself?
Well, I mean, it was her apartment.
Could she in trouble? She be in trouble for leaving the kid home alone?
Well, no, though. It was her apartment, right?
Yeah.
Carl.
She fled the scene, though. Well, she left the kid home alone.
Wait, is that his daughter?
Hey! Her kid? Carl!
Her 1-year-old daughter.
Says yeah, but they were dating for 2.5 years. The kids
won.
I don't know.
You got them!
Never thought they were going to get caught.
You too, Lenny! Wait, she claims Crawford also fled. There's no mention. Can I know if the 1-year-old fled with the girl?
Okay? The great sleuth.
You too, Lenny!
Carl also fled but left his gun at the scene. Cops
the 1-year-old? The 1-year-old got a new gun.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me.
Kids love guns.
Cops were called, and according to the docs, they observed pink areas on the woman's neck and an injury to her right hand. After the incident, the woman says Crawford continued to send her menacing text messages saying, that wasn't a beating, you just mad I made you confess.
Well, he's innocent
He used you for Y-O-U, too.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. That's his biggest crime there.
You just mad I made you confess. Yeah. Is that constructed properly?
That wasn't a beating.
I'm not sure there's about the sentence construction there. That wasn't a beating. You just mad I made you confess. That doesn't sound right to me. Trudy?
He needs a period.
It should be a contraction. You are.
You're mad.
But that wasn't a beating. You just mad I made you confess. You're just mad I made you confess would be okay?
You're just mad, yeah.
You're just mad.
I don't like the that wasn't a beating. You're just. It's not. I don't like the sentence.
That
wasn't
a beating.
Maybe it's grammatically.
That wasn't a beating. Semicolon. You are just mad that.
Okay, I like that better.
The letter U and the letter R.
That way.
I'm still not crazy about it. And that's a text message. He thought that out and typed it.
Yeah.
I mean, when he said, "How long you been fucking that guy?" That was different. He was excited utterance.
He said, "How long have you been having sex with that male?"
Crawford also allegedly texted he was paying someone to track down the other male.
Oh great.
Great guy this guy is.
Yeah. Who's this other male?
Officials in Harris County hit Crawford with a charge of assault of a family member, impeded breathing, and he surrendered to authorities on June 4th. 38-year-old is currently in custody being held on a $10,000 bond. Reach out to Crawford's rep for comments, but so far no word back yet. As we previously reported, just 2 days after the alleged incident, May 16, a child and woman tragically drowned at the outfielder's Houston, Texas home. Boy, he has a party this soon after.
You got to let out a little steam, I guess.
Crawford wrote, my heart's heavy. The tragic events that occurred at my home will be with me forever. I'm at a loss for words. I've struggled all week to manage my emotions, and I keep thinking of the families of those who've passed and their grief. I know they have it the hardest. He continued, they are the first and last things I think of these days. Please keep them in your prayers. I know they will always be in mine. Well, he's such a thoughtful guy when he's not choking or pointing a gun at a girl.
Do you think he made bail? I mean, he's only made $171 million over his career.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, bail fascinates me. I always, like today, they were talking about the bail for the three cops, which is it $500,000 and $1 million for Chauvin? And Carl Crawford, who intentionally choked and threatened his ex, held a gun to her head, $10,000. Somehow I don't feel like he's done with her. She'll probably get a restraining order.
$10,000.
That'll help.
But they could make the bail $10 million and he could pay it anyway. So, but that's always the case. It seems like when it's someone who has a lot of money and they make the bail, and I always go, but of course he can fucking pay that. If you make the bail high for any regular guy, they'll never get out.
It's the problem with bail.
Yeah, it must be so empowering to think, I can't get in trouble for this. Or if I can get in trouble,
I can get out. Yeah, exactly.
I want to say that the last 2 years of his contract, like, they just bought him out. They gave him like $40 million. And it was like, here you go, $40 million not to play ball.
Yeah, because you suck.
Yeah.
There's a poll today on some things related to this week, and then we'll kind of wrap things up. Trump's handling of Floyd's death, and he has been really, I think he's been thoughtful, empathetic. He's used all the tools, I think, in the presidential toolbox.
Yeah, he's used all caps and a couple of tweets that just said law and order.
That's right.
This is
I'm assuming he's just watching the TV show.
I know, this kind of amazes me. 36% approve. 36% think he's handled it just about right.
That's his base.
Couldn't do it better.
It's about his base, right? 36.
This is what I hate about politics.
Not the people that voted for him, but the hardcore base.
See, I always think that when a president fucks up, that 100% of the people who voted for that person will go, oh, you know what? That's fucked up. But they always go, oh, no, I like what he did no matter what he did.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there's a little variation. You'll see some things are approved or disapproved more, but... I mean, we've really lost our, I just feel like our ability to look past party is, the whole country's just lost it.
It's all tribal now.
36% approve, 47% disprove, and 17%, you know, I'm not sure. I think I want to see how he handles the next part.
Oh, my God.
They don't have any ideas. They just don't know what's going on in the world. There's the jury.
Reuters poll said 33% approve, 55% disapprove. On race relations, CBS said 33% approve, 58% disapprove. The Monmouth poll says 40% approve, 60% disapprove in Trump's treatment of race relations. Biden, 52% believe Biden has the ability to handle race relations. 46% do not believe that he will handle race relations properly. If the election were held today, the Monmouth poll says Biden, 56%. Trump, 41%. Ooh, that's a big gap there.
Where's Hunter?
I got to tell you, there is something. I still feel like he's got a chance to win because what's going to happen now, you know, they're having these hearings about the Russia probe where everybody's testing like Rod Rosenstein.
That's so far ago.
It's happening right now.
No, I mean, the Russia probe is
but it's like
2010.
Except it can be easily re-examined in position now.
But that's just
the
his
deep
base.
State
Isn't that just the base that's going to love that?
Delusion.
But it'll get people fired up. And if that keeps going on and shows that he was cheated, I wouldn't put it past him. But part of it, too, is aren't they going to invest the Bidens, the inappropriateness of Hunter?
That's
part of it.
That
was on the schedule. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't count him out.
My inclination is to say, oh, whatever. But honestly, things change so fast. Like coronavirus. Like nobody gives a shit now. A week ago, we were all freaking out. Now Michigan State says, "Hey, we're gonna have fans at the games." Oh, and God. Chicago opened up. Chicago was so far from opening, it seemed like they had a month ago or something, and all of a sudden, let's open up.
Wasn't that good for him? Because couldn't he say, hey, look, that's done, but remember how great things were before, and who do you expect to build the economy back, me or Sleepy Joe?
Oh, my God, Chicago kicks ass.
Well, the Dow just went over 26,000, which blows my mind.
Calm down. It's okay.
I mean, that's a big vote of confidence. And I wonder if, you know, maybe when people see people going back to work and, we're getting just like before when we were doing pretty good. Maybe that helps them.
The only problem is there's a lot of people that are just fired up to vote anything but him.
True. However, I think as this goes on and on, and are people still protesting this weekend? They probably are, right?
Is the weather good?
It sounds like there's some fatigue for this. And
there's a lot of fatigue for it.
And that helps Trump, doesn't it?
Helps him, yeah.
And also, if coronavirus doesn't keep up, doesn't the non-masked Trump who wanted to open everything up, doesn't it make him look a little... I mean, I don't think coronavirus is going to win any Pulitzer Prizes for his activities. Mm. But maybe people go, well, you know, maybe they did kind of overblow it. Maybe.
Yeah, but I think those people... I mean, is it going to change anybody's opinion? Is that going to get people fired up to go vote? You got to find the people that are going to be fired up to go out there and vote.
I don't
know.
You got
to have
a
reason to vote. They gotta feel like their way of life is being attacked or their issue that they care about is being attacked on either side, whatever it is.
I think the Trump base,
nothing's
the
worse
Trump
than
base is the Trump base, and they will vote. They will
no
show
matter
up.
What. He could shoot someone in the middle of – I mean, that's one of the most truest things he ever said. He could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue, and it wouldn't matter.
Well, I think he's got some people that might want to – hold him.
Well,
hold him.
Obviously hyperbolic, but he's right.
Hold him up for that.
Do very little.
The Emerson poll.
Oh, I'm sorry
or
about that.
It was a smart.
Everything with Trump is just so nuts. It's like, who knows? He could. He could still win. I guess he could.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I really think it would be tricky, but the way sometimes Trump seemed really lucky to me.
And lucky. Well, because he ran against a bad candidate?
Yeah, and Biden's not a great candidate either.
Terrible candidate.
Let me finish this, and I want to mention something. Reuters, I don't mean
COVID-19.
Lucky. I don't mean like he's never done anything good or he wasn't a good business person or whatever. I just mean I think things have fallen in place for him, although when you look at the impeachment and the Russia investigation, it's not been the best year and a half. Reuters, 42 Biden, 35 Trump. Emerson says 47 Biden, 43 Trump. So I don't know. Maybe it's a little closer. Somebody sent me this video last night, and I sent it to you and Brandon. Did you guys see the video of Biden touching people?
No. Yeah. Where is it? I want to see that.
Did you watch it, Brandon?
That video has been around for years.
Okay. I watched that, and I said, this has got to be edited. Somebody, because his hands looked weird to me. It's kind of like the people say, Prince said, that doesn't look like his hands. I just thought it was so, when he's like handling that kid's face.
That's who you're talking about, Prince Andrew?
Yeah. No. No, but.
True. No, I know, but your reference. I just.
Yeah, when they, well, his hands look too plump. it was ridiculous. But I watched that whole video, and I've seen Biden being weird and smelling hair and touching kids and all that, but this thing was like nonstop awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing, Brandon?
Yeah, I've seen this.
Well, see, this this came out a couple... it came out like 10 years ago.
What is what's the deal with him with his hands on that kid's face? The two kids. He's rubbing their faces.
So the video that you had sent me is kind of a weird mashup
of... Okay, I didn't send it. Somebody sent it to me, and they said, you have to watch this. And I watched it, and I was like, oh, I think I've seen this. But then as I went on, I was like... I don't think I saw this or this or this.
The video that you sent is some weird conspiracy that Joe Biden is a child predator and a sexual deviant. And I don't think that's the case. I just think he's an old man who uses the same joke over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again. You'll hear it. Let's hear it.
Oh, about so dating. This video, you're not dating till you're 30.
Yeah, this video came out about 9 years ago or something
song.
Like that. And people kind of hammered him back then for it. So what it is, it's during the swear-in of all like the new Senate members or something. And so everybody gets an opportunity to get a photo op with Joe Biden, including their family.
Look, how old are you?
My sister.
Just remember, no dates till you're 30. You're 10, 11. You're beautiful. Just remember, no dates till you're 30.
God. 30 years old. No dates till 30.
What the fuck?
Hey, how old are you? Just remember, no dates till you're 30 years old.
By the way,
it's like Vin Diesel.
By the way, Harry Reid laughs. Harry Reid is laughing like Joe Biden said it for the first time every time he says it.
Remember what I told you last time I saw you? Do you remember what I told you? No, not smile. No date to your 30.
Right.
Just can't believe she turned around and said, I just started last week, Joe.
I mean, honestly, watching stuff like this, I just want to kill myself. I feel so awkward the whole time. It's like, this can't be happening. People can't be laughing at this over and over. It's too weird.
If you got to meet 50 people in a row, though, and a bunch of little girls, I don't know. He's just using the same joke over and over.
It'd be a little normal, though.
Did you guys look at that where he's, like, cupping the front of the girl's face and he's... Did you see that? What is? Yeah. I've never seen anyone do that.
It's very
I've
erotic.
Never seen anyone do that except for John Travolta in Face Off when he does the hand on the face thing when he says goodbye. You know what I'm talking about?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's like the family's goodbye thing, which I thought was so fucked up. It's like, who made that up? If their family does that, they are the weirdest fucking people ever, and it should not have been in a movie. But it's really funny because Travolta.
And keep your hands to yourself.
And they act like it's the most normal thing in the world to just rub your hand down someone's face.
Gross. It's weird.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't know it was that old a tape. I figured it was older stuff, but.
Well, the video that you sent is a new video. It's a new video that's compiling all those different types of things with Biden and then with a narrator that it's explaining how each one of his maneuvers is typical for someone who sexually abuses children.
Yeah,
I didn't like that video. I was like, what is this?
Oh, so he's grooming? Is that what it is?
It's exactly what they said. It's actually the very first sentence is something about grooming.
I did not listen. I didn't listen to the audio. Okay, I just watched it. That's all I did was watch it. And when he's putting his hands on people's faces, I'm just like, that kid's like,
he's grooming them.
8 years old. What the fuck is that?
He's like, here,
I think I
got to
bring
grooming.
It up now because we've.
Calm down. It's okay.
No, I just think it's weird. I didn't think he was molesting these kids or anything like that. I just thought,
not
that's
yet,
because
he's grooming them.
Okay, let me finish.
Where's Hunter?
Let me finish the poll. Support for protesters. CBS, 46% approve, 38% disapprove, 16% are neutral. This is one of those ones where you go, I guess there's always people who will say the thing that you would never dream anyone would say. Do you approve of all the looting? 76% disapprove, 17% approve of the looting.
Approve of looting.
They're
fucking nuts.
Burning down the Minneapolis police precinct. Was that justified? 20% said it was justified. 65% said not justified. Emerson College, 55% said race relations are as bad or worse than during the civil rights era.
Wait, what percent?
55%. Wow. Now, I know it looks bad.
I wasn't alive then, but.
Well, I was alive then.
I mean, there's been a lot of law. I mean, the civil rights law has been enacted since.
Well, not only that. I mean, there's a million positive things that have happened. Yeah. And I think, you know, for that reason, I wish more people could hear someone like Hank Aaron or Ernie Banks. Because that's where I really learned about it, was reading books about those guys and how they had to stay at separate hotels when they were playing baseball in the major leagues in the 60s. I mean, it's not that long ago to think that was going on is mind-boggling, but...
Denny always talks about that during No Filter Sports, how crazy it was when they'd come into a new town, when they're on the road, and they have to drop the black players off first at their motel because they're not allowed to stay at the nice hotel.
So ridiculous.
But to think that was going on, you know, that short a time ago... that makes, you know, you could feel that, well, Jesus, it's like gay people. I mean, gay people have come miles in the last 20 years. And, you know, when you talk to somebody who's been gay for a long, long time, is in their 70s or 60s, I mean, they're just astounded at what's happened. But yet you hear a lot more complaining now. And I'm not sure if that's because you're allowed to complain or...
Everyone has a voice.
Or because voices.
These are new people who haven't...
What are you, gay?
Progress towards ending discrimination. 79% agreed there's progress in 2014. 56% agree that there's progress. Do African Americans face a lot of discrimination? 50% say yes. 31% say some. 12% say little. And 5% say none at all.
5% say none.
Do you have a better chance of getting ahead if you're white? 52% said white people have a better chance. 3% say black people have a better chance. And 40 people say you have an equal chance of getting ahead. And then I guess that's the last question.
That's a tricky, tricky question, though.
Yeah, it is tricky. 42
Stupid
million.
Stupid question.
As of today, 42 million people are unemployed. Less than half. It's like everything is a slap in the face to black people. You got more better chance of getting coronavirus. Better chance of dying of coronavirus.
It's awful.
And better chance of being unemployed. Less than half of all African Americans were working in April. Black unemployment is now 16.7%, and it's expected within a couple weeks that unemployment will be over 20%, which even Larry Kudlow said that is an astounding number. It is. I mean, we haven't seen that in a long, long time. I'm hoping that it turns around a little faster because it is, you know, not like, yeah, these guys are going back, these guys are going back. We still can't, you know, we're still looking for people at Mesa to work. I mean, it's really hard to get people to come to work.
Were the unemployment numbers today lower than what they expected?
They were the
I mean, I don't know if that's people just giving
down,
up or...
It's going down every week. It's the lowest since C-19 started. So...
Yay! What a fun way to end the week.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this week deserves, though. What a shitty year.
I know. It has been a really shitty year. I know somebody... get some email from people who said... it sounds too political now. Talk about this COVID and these protests. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to be reading about science and influenzas and things like that. I would much rather be back to being the fuck-off show and, you know, making phony phone calls and calling fake IRS people and fake Facebook Marketplace people, but frankly, no one's promoting anything right now, so there's really nobody doing anything in that regard. And the news is really clogged up. In fact, it's hard to find news that isn't related to all this crap.
That's why I was glad that Lea Michele gate happened.
I know. She's so finished. Isn't that lovely?
She's pregnant.
Oh, poor thing. Yeah, and she's going to give birth to a beast, a future fucking beast. I think she should be forced to give the child up.
Do you think her husband's like, well, yeah, I knew this all along. I live with her. Is she married? She is married, right?
No, why didn't her husband pile on?
Sandy Reich. And his last name is Reich, like the third Reich.
Well.
So, yeah, and you know, while some people...
Sandy, you're not a Nazi.
Well, some people seem to not be able to figure out why the show just isn't as much fun. A lot of people are saying the opposite. They say, oh, my God, it's the only normal thing there is, and I couldn't live without it. I mean, it seems like we get more nice, really nice personal compliments and a few more really negative, shitty comments.
Oh, yeah.
Because
don't I know
it's all political.
Thank you.
And you know, the part of the problem is everything's political. Everything becomes political. I don't know how it happened, but it did. I would have never dreamed that an influenza would become political. But the more time goes on, the more I feel that it's completely, well, not completely political, but it's very political. And I don't know how to explain that. I mean, even so many things within the influenza became political that were just like, what? Mm-hmm. How can this be? Anyway, let's get out of here. Let's go enjoy the weekend of what?
Yeah, I don't know.
What you is know, concerts?
I'm going golfing this weekend. Hell yes, about awesome. Freaking time. I'm
listen
geek.
To the Drew and Mike Show, 7 to 9 on WLLZ.
Yes, by all means. If you get up a little later, a lot of people think we're not on LZ anymore because I think maybe they got up on Saturday morning and they listened 8:30, 9:30. When we started, and no, we're still on. They just moved it back, but now we're moving up. So maybe we're doing better.
We won.
I saw LZ was doing better in April. I was looking at the April radio stuff, and LZ was doing better. WJR was screaming up the charts.
Well, yeah, it's all that those new
Facebook
listeners
Live.
You got from Facebook. Yeah.
Actually, don't they call it the round table?
Is that really? I haven't checked in a while.
I looked yesterday because I was thinking.
Is it good now? Is it?
It's about the same. Anyway, the other day there was 480 views.
Ooh.
Yeah, which would sort of lead me to believe that maybe we were helping their Facebook Live.
Ooh. Well.
Maybe our people were going to get their own laughs at 5:30 in the morning or later in the day.
They're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you.
I noticed that radio people that love radio, really loved the WJR Facebook Live.
That's great. Hey, we didn't even mention the most important story of the day, and that's that Amy Cooper, you know, the lady that called the cops on the bird watcher. She got her dog back.
I don't know if I like that.
Why? What are you talking about?
She was letting the dog but get choked.
Well, they
did she get her job back?
No, nobody cares about her. It's about her
dog. Hey, remember, that dog had its own Instagram, you know, and everything. She had been running it for 2 years. That dog was a mini celebrity.
That's right. Where's that dog's dog? Like, I don't want to go back there. The dog wants a say in it.
Oh, the dog probably loves her.
Anybody ask the dog?
I guess not.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, everybody have a great weekend. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Trudy. See you, Brandon.
Wow, Trudy did just disappear like that off of Zoom.
Wow, she must have a hot date.
Get the fuck out of here!